The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school football.
It is fourth and goal, and they are going to line up as the quarterback, Jack Otting-Crandall, from the three-yard line. Sent Aberson in motion. Quarterback keeper Otting-Crandall is going to get into the end zone for the touchdown. Follows it off his left guard and just stretches the ball across the goal line. Going a little wildcat that time. Loomis gets into the end zone.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference battle in Pleasanton as the Bulldogs welcome in the Loomis Wolves. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Sports Club.
Again, Axman a little busted play, and then as he wheels it to the right side, nobody sees him. He's to the 40, to the 30, he's gone. Axman, touchdown. 50 yards for Brendan Axman as they sent everybody to the left. He went reverse pivot with a naked bootleg to the right, and Axman takes it 50 yards.
After advancing to the second round of the state playoffs last season, Loomis has started a solid 2-0. Pleasanton bounced back from a season-opening loss to Bertrand by rolling over Palmer last week. Both squads look to keep the momentum going heading into district play. It's the Wolves and Bulldogs. Come here next. But first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Pleasanton with Class Kids Sports Director Doug Duda.
Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. It is Friday night in Nebraska and time for high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Along with our producer-engineer tonight, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, live at Pleasanton for a Fort Kearney Conference matchup between the 1-1 Pleasanton Bulldogs and the 2-0 Loomis Wolves. Of course, still in Class D, they are going to an eight-man schedule. Both teams had their bye week after playing on opening night, and we'll hear from the coaches, Ricky Westland and Dennis Reese, who have been guiding these programs for a number of years and have had a lot of success, playoff runs, deep playoff runs from time to time as well. The story tonight, though, will be, has Pleasanton found its offense and its defense? They lost to Bertrand on opening night, and they had a pretty easy win over Palmer last week. They're going to spread the field and chuck the ball with a freshman quarterback in Hunter Pates, but he has got a host of senior wide receivers that he can get the ball to. And then for Dennis Reese and the Loomis Wolves, they have some problems here tonight personnel-wise. They do not have the depth that Pleasanton has, and they are going to be missing a couple of kids tonight. They've got a couple of injuries. They've got a couple of disciplinary actions tonight that will keep some players out. So we'll see how that affects them. They will have to go with a new quarterback tonight in Cale Abramson getting his, Anthony Young getting his first start as a sophomore at quarterback. And you'll hear from Dennis Reese that there probably won't be a lot of over-the-top, overly exciting plays tonight, but then they might tell you that and do something else. But you look as the kids are stretching and warming up here, 4, 7, 11, 15, 16 kids, it looks like, are all that are suited tonight for Loomis. And you look along the line here for Pleasanton, and it looks like they've got about 28 kids suited up for tonight's football game. So can Loomis go to 3-0? And if they do, that's going to tell you something about this football team, because they've got a couple of really tough state-rated opponents on their schedule. And if they can win tonight shorthanded, people will have to be aware of Loomis. For Pleasanton, boy, if you can throw the ball and throw the ball effectively, I'm not comparing them to Giltner, but there are very few Class D schools that can throw the ball effectively. And the philosophy, because of the athletes over the last 4 or 5 years, have changed here at Pleasanton for Coach Ricky Westland. He's, as he'll tell us, he's got athletes, and so many of them, he wants to give them all a chance to have the ball instead of just lining them up and trying to run with it, although they will run some tonight. And conversely, when you see that Loomis is a little short in numbers, that may be more effective anyway as the game progresses. So really don't know what to expect tonight. Could the number shortage really hurt Loomis? Or is Pleasanton untested so far and gets tested here tonight? You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We've got great football football all over the place tonight. Speaking of the Giltner Hornets, they are hosting Overton right now on the Breeze 94.5 FM. The top game in the area tonight would most likely, debatably, be the C1 top 10 matchup in Cozad, as the Haymakers are taking on Kearney Catholic. Both are undefeated. It was the closest game Cozad had last year. Of course, they were down 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter, came back at Kearney, tied the game, won it in overtime, and then completed the perfect season with the state championship. It was one of 2 overtime losses for the Stars last year. Both have a lot of quality talent and are 3-0, and that is airing on ESPN 1460. You also have Adams Central taking on Scotts Bluff on ESPN 1550, Hastings and Aurora 1230 KHAS. Any of those 5 games are also live online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It is a beautiful night for football. I'll tell you what a difference a week or two makes as you take a look at what's going on weather-wise. Temperatures tonight like they should have been on opening night the last Friday in August, making it to 90 degrees today and still in the mid-80s as we get ready for kickoff. Obviously, it'll cool down quite a bit once that sun gets down over the horizon, but it should affect a little bit of what we have here for our 7 o'clock kickoff. We will come back, hear from the coaches, Dennis Reese of Loomis, and from Ricky Westlett of Pleasanton on the New Tech Seed pregame show when we continue.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and, of course, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's a Fort Kearney Conference battle tonight here in Pleasanton as the Bulldogs welcome in the Loomis Wolves, who are off to a 2-0 start, and we're pleased to be joined by the head coach, Dennis Reese. Coach got to play that first night, got out and got a nice win against Eustace Farnham, then the bye week, and they come back with a solid performance last week against Southwest. I always thought that I would want to play on that first night and then have that week to practice, not week 6 or 7 for a bye week. How'd that work out for you?
Well, it gave us an opportunity to make some adjustments and look at some things. But, you know, the kids really, once they start playing, they just want to keep going and going. So that's a great thing for them.
Obviously, we just look at the roster, and sometimes you can look at a Class D roster and you're wondering why they're not playing Class B ball. Well, that's not the case with you guys. There is a good group as long as you can keep everybody suited up, but for a variety of reasons, that won't be the case tonight.
No, we've had some things going on this week at school, and some people have been suspended, but, you know, they're going to be better people for it, and the team has come together, and I think we've really got it to be a close-knit group, and that's what you got to have, because you got to have 8 guys that can play as one team.
Dennis, how will that affect offensively, defensively, everything you do here in week 3 with Pleasanton?
Well, we're going to be real basic. I mean, you aren't going to see a whole lot of fancy razzle-dazzle stuff. We're just going to kind of line up and see what we can do. And so running the ball, pretty much straight-ahead stuff, maybe a little bit of option. And then throwing the ball, probably going to be a lot of sprint-out stuff, and we'll see what happens after that.
You've got some mixtures in there at the start of the year. You had some guys up front that could do some blocking. You're not a total razzle-dazzle team anyway. You like to line the ball up and run the football down the field. Cale Abramson will get the start tonight. He's just a sophomore. What can you tell us about him at the running back position?
Well, Cale is coming a long ways for us. You know, as a sophomore, he's playing both ways and doing a great job on the defense and on offense. And we ask a lot of him. He's a good receiver, and he blocks well for Jack Otting Crandall. And so we like to see things out of him, and he's getting better and better.
And Jack obviously will be the guy, I assume, that's going to get the bulk of the carries here tonight. It's kind of been 50-50 with Zach the first 2 games. How much of the load are you expecting to put on his shoulders tonight?
Well, you know, Jack is one of those kids, he wants to compete. And so he'll do whatever we need to get done to make it competitive. We'll probably run a little bit of Wildcat, too, with him and, you know, just go get him.
We're talking with Dennis Reese, the head football coach at Loomis, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Anthony Young, your quarterback going into the ball game tonight. You haven't had to ask much from him, obviously, but is it just hand the ball off, take care of it? We hear this a lot in the college game, just manage the football game for me tonight.
Well, you know, that's the thing. Anthony is really a good athlete, and I have high expectations for him, but he's going to be nervous, I'm sure, tonight, being it's his first start. But the things he's done this week in practice, we're really pleased with the effort he's put. And, you know, I think that he's going to make a name for himself just on what he does.
Dennis, 40 points the first two nights against Eustis Farnham and Southwest. Just give me a sense of how you thought your team has played here in the first 2 weeks.
You know, I don't think we put a complete game together yet. Against Eustis Farnham, we played a really good first half. And then the second half was a little bit suspect. I think we just got hot and tired, and it was warm yet then. And then the second week, Southwest is a pretty good team, and they played us really tough the first half. We were down by 10 and came back and won. So the kids showed a little bit of character and put a good second half together for us.
Taking a look at the defensive side of the football, you've got some pretty good kids back there, two or three kids that can all step up and make plays for you.
You know, I feel really confident with our defense, you know, our linemen and our corners and our linebackers. They all make, the plays that they need to. And then safety, we use him a lot. He's free. He's going to go where the ball goes probably.
And you've got a little bulk up there. Trevor Maskey, a big sophomore for you. We're talking about Jesse Thompson. We're talking about Graydon Ludeke. What about if Pleasanton wants to chuck the ball around the field tonight? How do you feel you match up there?
You know, I think we'll be okay because those big guys that we've got up front, you know, with A.J. Carlson, and then we go down here to Seth Beisner, those kids will play defensive end for us, and they're really active kids. They're pretty good basketball players, so I think they're going to do well. And then with Trevor in the middle, he'll do some things, and we can bring Joey Gardner in to give us a little bit of beef in the middle if we need to give Trevor a break.
Last minute here with the head coach of the Loomis Wolves, Dennis Reese, coming off that 7-3 record last year, went 1-1 obviously in the playoffs, and returned three kids on both sides of the ball. You look at this Pleasanton team, Dennis, they're off to 1-1 start. They have been fairly competitive, lost to Bertrand, but then last week really took care of Palmer. What have you seen from them?
You know, I think they've improved from where they were last year, and with the young quarterback and the receivers, they do a great job throwing the ball, and it's going to be part of the game that we're going to have to manage because that's where they could really get on top of somebody in a hurry.
You're going to be right around the corner here from district play, and assuming that all your kids get back for that, what's the outlook here? You've still got Elwood, you've still got Kennesaw, you've still got Bertrand all on your schedule.
You know, there's some tough games left in there, and we're going to try and get through them as best we can. I really think once we get everybody healthy and back again, we could compete with most teams.
Well, Dennis, we're looking forward to, as always, seeing this football team get out there and have some fun tonight. And we thank you for giving us some time on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck.
Thanks a lot, Doug.
That's Dennis Reese, head coach of the Loomis Wolves. We'll be back and hear from Ricky Westland at Pleasanton right after this on Classic Hits.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, Ricky Westland, head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs, with a lot of familiar faces back off last year's team. And, Ricky, thanks for joining us here on the pregame show. It has to be exciting when you don't have to break in a lot of new kids.
That's right. It's exciting having you guys back up in P-Town again.
Well, it's great to be here, and I can remember the last couple of years when we're young, we're coming, we know these guys are going to be pretty good, and now you've got a lot of kids that have moved up into that junior and senior class. Do you like their progression so far?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, the only thing we needed a few years ago was more birthdays, and we got them, and now those kids are ready to go, ready to finish out their career here as seniors at Pleasanton.
And they got the new building and everything. How's that going? I mean, most of the news over there has been about the school and the facilities, not so much talk about the sports here lately.
Yeah, the building's looking great. The kids are just rejuvenated kind of the educational atmosphere here. The kids are just enjoying going into their classroom, you know, brand new. Some of the floors didn't have carpet before. Now they have carpet. It's an awesome building. Can't say enough about it.
Well, when we were talking with Dennis here earlier in the pregame, they had the same situation as you guys. You both played on that opening night. Of course, Class D still with the eight games. Then you got a bye week, and then you come back last week and handle Palmer. How did the first 3 weeks and getting that bye week in there help you guys?
Oh, I think it's great. In any sport, after you get that first true competition in, you just need to realign what your goals are, work on some of those fundamentals that you're missing that first game in that bye week, and then try to apply them when you go back into it. The kids did a great job in that off week, and we used it to our full advantage on that one.
Can you give me a couple of examples of what didn't click against Bertrand that vastly improved against Palmer?
Oh, just kind of some of the toughness on the line and on the defense. Once we realized what we were capable of, you know, through that week of fundamentals, stressing some of those points, the kids came out against Palmer and did a great job with that.
We're talking with Ricky Westland, head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits. Coach, as you take a look at what your ball club has done, you got, as we said, a lot of kids that have seen a lot of playing time, and the philosophy over the last handful of years is to try and get that ball in the air. Now, that doesn't always mean taking 25-yard cracks down the field, but it looks like you like spreading it out again this year.
Yeah, we have a freshman quarterback, Hunter Pates. Really gifted with his arm and just vision out there on the field as a quarterback. And then you throw in the mixture of those upperclassmen, you know, Brennan Axman, Blake Eckout, Kale Miller, you got Ryan Bush out there. Those guys are great receivers, and they can cover a lot of ground quick, and they have great hands. So it's just nice to be able to use every kid rather than lining up in the old eye and just hammering away with one kid all night. So those guys are all great athletes, and they need to have the ball in their hands to do some good things for us.
You've got a good number of kids on the roster for a D2 program. What made you have the confidence to go with a true freshman as a quarterback?
Well, last year, you know, we had a rotation of three running backs. You know, Colt Lammers, he's a key piece to our offense. He'll get in the backfield and run the ball. Like last year, he followed John Colstein through the holes. John could knock some people around, and Colt could take full advantage of all that. Now we got Lammers as a receiver and a running back. And then it's just a nice balance of kids where, you know, maybe you can't line it up and go hard as I formation double tight. But if you do some schemes with that and open up things in the middle of the running game for Colton, you can hit Brennan on the outside or Ryan Bush or Kale Miller, Blake Eckout. There's just multiple threats, and you got to be aware of the whole field rather than just, you know, between the tackles.
Talking with Ricky Westland, Pleasanton Bulldog head coach. Talk about teaching linemen pass protection in the eight-man game. I don't think we've ever really talked about that, but you got some good guys. You got some guys that with a little bulk on them. How's that working?
Oh, I leave that to Coach Hatch. Rocky Hatch does a great job with the old linemen. And, you know, it's a completely different technique. You know, kids are used to firing out hard on run blocking and that pass blocking. You know, you think it's easy, but it's just it's a whole different ballgame, like you said. It's more of a creating a shield as opposed to driving somebody off the ball in line of scrimmage.
If you are in a situation down and distance-wise where you need to kind of line up and power it, do you do that, or do you just stay out of that spread formation?
Well, we can get under center, get the ball to Hunter, and deliver it, and we've got a good power game, too, there when we need it. But predominantly, we like to keep it spread out.
Talk with Ricky Westland here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, give me a look at Loomis. This is a team that has some nice key cogs back, and if they're all lined up, looks like a pretty solid football team.
Yes, those guys, they got some big boys on the front three. You know, they got the Rodenbach kid, They have AJ at nose guard. So they're pretty big up front. And then you got to worry about their athletic backfield. You know, the ones that stand out are Zach Clark at safety. They also have the Crandall kid back there as a linebacker or a defensive back. So, you know, it's where they line up, who they decide to cover. We got to try to use, you know, the multiple talented receivers that we have to catch those guys off guard.
What about just two totally different styles here tonight, Ricky? You guys will spread it out, and it sounds like they just want to line it up and run it as many times as they can.
Yep. You know, that's we caught ourselves when this group of seniors that I have, when they're sophomores, we tried to stay with the 2011 offense when we really aired it out. We found ourselves having issues of clock management, so that's kind of why we changed things a little bit last year. So, you know, if it needs to be changed as far as scheming during a game, you know, if you get a comfortable lead, yeah, that'd be a great thing to do is go under center and just eat clock up, you know, try to keep the ball out of the other team's hands. So, you know, we'll make adjustments as we go and see what's best for the game.
Talking with Ricky Westland for another minute here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Ricky, besides tonight, this is kind of basically the start of the season. You got a lot of good teams on your schedule. Bertrand already is 2-1. Your next four opponents have all gotten off the 2-0 starts. And then down the road, Overton lost to Kennesaw last week pretty young. You're going to be tested almost every week. What's it going to take to stay on top of the competition and look towards the playoffs at the end of the year?
Just staying focused and finishing the game and just, you know, preparing every week like the kids have been doing these last couple of weeks. I mean, it's just a different attitude that they've had. You know, you get that first game underneath your belt, they really realize that, hey, we do need to work on this stuff because they know what they look like going against another varsity crew. And, you know, they're really focused every day when they come into practice. So I've appreciated that. We got to continue that through the rest of the year with the schedule that we do have.
And, Ricky, finally, you guys have always had some big receivers, which you do again this year. Who do you put back special teams-wise? Because the eight-man game, we know that speed can kill, and you guys have found a way, it seems like, from time to time to be able to break some big ones. Who you got this year?
Oh, we got Brendan. Actually, he'll be back there. He's just a jack of all trades. He's a natural athlete at any sport. You know, you've covered him in basketball and watched him on the football field both. Colton Lammers also, he goes back there, multi-sport athlete. He goes to state in wrestling. He's a very strong individual for his size, and he can run the ball really well back there for us, too. So on special teams, you need to look out for those two.
Well, Ricky, always appreciate the hospitality. It's great to be back in Pleasanton tonight, and we look for a real competitive football game. So thanks for giving us some time, and best of luck.
Yep, thanks a lot, Doug.
That's Ricky Westland, head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs, and we'll be back on the New Tech Seed pregame show with our starting lineups for tonight's contest between the Bulldogs and the Wolves right after this.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds, only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits as we take a look at tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the Loomis Wolves, the center is number 42, a 175-pound junior, A.J. Carlson. The guards are number 53, 240-pound sophomore, Trevor Maskey, and number 66, 155-pound senior, Graydon Ludicky. At the ends tonight, number 3, 145-pound senior Jesse Thompson, and number 41, 210-pound junior Seth Beisner. The running backs, number 11, 140-pound sophomore Cale Abramson, the man that you could expect to get the big workload tonight. I would not be surprised to see him carry it 30 times, and that's the 185-pound senior, number 85, Jack Otting Crandall. And getting his first start at quarterback tonight, number 16, a 140-pound sophomore in Anthony Young. The head coach of the Loomis Wolves is Dennis Reese, assisted by Jason Maskey, Drew Billiter, and Chuck Ledbetter. Loomis is 2-0 on the season with wins over Eustis Farnham and Southwest, scoring 40 points in both of those ball games. For the Pleasanton Bulldogs, the center is number 93, 220-pound senior Michael Winberg. At left guard, number 63, 160-pound junior Morgan Zimmer. At right guard, number 4, 200-pound junior Caleb
Echol. And then they are going to start, at least that's what the coach tells me, with the four wideout set. Number nine is the youngster, 200-pound sophomore, Ryan Bush. And then a trio of seniors. Number 11, 160-pounder Blake Eckout. Number 16, 145-pounder Brendan Axman. And number 30, 145-pounder Cale Miller. The quarterback, the freshman, number two, 160-pounder Hunter Pates. Now expect to see Colton Lammers, the 165-pound senior, when it's time to run the ball. That's the guy that you'll be looking at tonight for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Coached by Ricky Westland, assisted by Rocky Hatch, Casey Loomis, and Mitch Armour. Pleasanton is 1-1 on the season. They dropped the opener to Bertrand, 44-20, and beat Palmer, 60-22. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show in a moment.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Let's take a look now at tonight's injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center gets you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. For Pleasanton, no major injuries of note. They do have some kids on the sideline that aren't even on the varsity roster here tonight that aren't suited up for a couple of different reasons, but none of them are walking around with knee braces on and their jerseys at the same time. But just a couple of kids that aren't suited up tonight, Garrett Bryan, Terry Stevens, for a couple of different reasons. We'll be watching from the sidelines today. For Loomis, they do miss A.J. Matika, the 220-pound junior lineman. He is out with a back issue. Levi Asp will play, but he had to go get some work done on his ankle today. And, of course, Zach Clark and Colin Rodenberg are out tonight. That's not injury-related, but that's probably more of the story than the injuries tonight. So at least three kids that would have saw some playing time, if not starting tonight, will not be playing. And that is your injury report for tonight's pregame, brought to you, as always, here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Again, a reminder that we've got high school football on our network of stations. Overton Giltner on the Breeze 94.5, Kearney Catholic and Cozad on ESPN 1460, Adams Central and Scottsbluff, ESPN 1550, Hastings and Aurora on 1230 KHAS. Those games are also on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Well, the field conditions are different tonight than what we would have seen in the last couple of weeks when it was cool. And, of course, we had a lot of rain leading up to last Friday night. Our field conditions brought to you by your Pioneer seed professional, Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. With Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. Field conditions are just fine here tonight. It's been very warm the last couple of days. Had some wind to dry out anything that would have come over the last week. So firm field conditions here as the sun starts to set at Pleasanton. And with the tall press box, about the only real sun problems on the field will be inside the 10-yard line to start on kickoff here tonight. And your field condition report brought to you by your Pioneer seed professional, Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. With Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. We'll be back with more in a moment.
Lammers Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammers Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammers Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors. They can handle it all. USDA steaks are available, they can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. So next time you're looking for a processor, look no further than Pleasanton Meat. They can get your processing done in great time and all the cuts you want made to order the way you like it. Pleasanton Meat Processing, Says tear him up, Bulldog.
When the First State Bank of Loomis first opened their doors in 1886, Nebraska was young, vibrant, and bursting with possibilities. A lot has changed since then, but the First State Bank of Loomis is still moving Nebraska forward by tapping into our state's best natural resource, its people. While our founders could never have imagined our network of ATMs, mobile banking, or cybersecurity, they would be proud of the personal touch we still take with every account and with every loan. The First State Bank of Loomis, with branches in Alma and Bertrand, member FDIC.
And welcome back to high school football. The stands start to fill up on a beautiful night here in the month of September. Let's get our high school football action underway. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Well, it was Loomis winning the toss here tonight. They elected to defer, and so Pleasanton will get the ball. And they will be moving, if my directions are right here, from north to south. Loomis from south. Now let's reverse that to Pleasanton's going to move from south to north, and Loomis from north to south, as you view it, along your radio dial. Well, glad to have you with us here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Loomis, and Pleasanton for great Friday night high school football. Who is going to take charge here? Howard Dolliger and his crew taking care of our officiating tonight as we are ready to boot it away. And the ball is put into the air by Loomis, and the kick return will be taken at the 9-yard line by Axman. He starts right now, cuts left, and he'll be upended as he comes across the 25-yard line. And Abramson comes in to make the tackle, and we are underway here on Friday night. Starting things off, first down and 10. Mark the ball at the 26, 27-yard line. We'll say the 26 here of Pleasanton. First down and 10. They'll line up in a double wing out of the shotgun. It's a wildcat, Brendan Axman. Colton Lammers was lined up on the left wing in motion. And before we can get started, illegal motion here on Pleasanton and a penalty to start our football game off. Not what the coach had in mind. So it'll be first down and 15. Ball back at the 22-yard line. Randy Beanoff, Dave Welsh, Howard Dolliger, Rod Bedke, Russ Heemstra. Five-man crew here tonight. All eight men in the box here for Loomis. And it's going to be a quarterback keeper here for Axman up the middle of the field. Follows his blockers to the 25, to the 28-yard line. So he gets the penalty yardage and a couple more. Off the bottom of the pile, Abramson, Ludicky. A gain of 6 on the play. It'll be second down and 9. So already some different looks here than what Coach had told us. Brendan Axman carrying it for the first play of the game. Good for 6. And it looks like we have some clock issues. So they'll have to get that set up. And that's the delay right now. Don't forget, plenty of good high school football as we're in the middle of the week here, middle of the season, getting ready for next week. So be some good Friday games as well. Halftime score, Shadron 19, Broken Bow 0. We'll get to some of those. Don't forget, 646-0506 is the hotline to text or call your scores in. Now Pates is the quarterback. He's going to run option, looks to pitch. Then he fumbled the football. He's hit. He falls on it, though. And back there to make the tackle, Jesse Thompson. Seth Beisner was the first man to hit him. That was a slow-developing play, and Pates didn't go anywhere. A lot of different looks and motion. Pates is going to lose one on the play. It'll be third down and 10. Remember that penalty to start things off. Back them up a little bit. Single wing to the right. Lammers in the backfield. Under center is Pates. He'll give it to Lammers off the right side. Nice hole. Breaks a tackle. Has the first down. He's to midfield and into Loomis territory at the 38-yard line. That's just hard running there. A 15-yard gain by Colton Lammers, and that's a tough one for Loomis because they could have got it out of here three and out on the opening possession of the ball game and missing a couple of key players like Rodenbaugh and Clark tonight. They had them set up right where they wanted on the first series. Instead, the ball moves in to Loomis territory at the 38-yard line. Split out wide to the left will be Blake Eckhout. out of the shotgun. They go Wildcat again here with Brendan Axman. In motion will be Cale Miller, and they will fake the handoff, and then Miller will take it to the right side, and Jack Otting Crandall is there to drop him well back behind the line of scrimmage. So the one play or two plays that have been good straight ahead runs, the other have not worked out so well, and Miller is going to lose a couple on the play. It'll be second down and 12. So even with all those guys lined up, Coach is putting them in motion and trying to give all kinds of different looks here to Loomis. Again, man in motion, but Pates back to pass. First throw of the game is a little wide of his intended target, Brendan Axman, right at the 35-yard line of Loomis. So the first pass incomplete, stopping the clock with 10:25 to go here in the first quarter. Friday Night Football on Classic Hits. Doug Duda with you here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Glad you're along with us on this beautiful Friday night. Second down, make it third down and 12. Pates in the shotgun with four wideouts. They'll send Lammers in motion, fake the handoff, throw out here in the flat. It's complete with a little bubble screen to Axman. Along the right sideline, he'll be well short of the first down, stepping out of down of bounds at about the 35-yard line. Abramson pushes him out there, and now let's see what Pleasanton wants to do. That's a gain of about five, and it's going to be fourth down and seven. Seven and a half here at the 36-yard line. And they are lining up as if to go for it. Four wideouts again. Pates in the shotgun. Hunter calling the cadence on fourth and a long seven. And now a timeout will be called as Coach Ricky Westland sees what the defense is going to do for Loomis. And this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. 10:20 to go. First quarter. Pleasanton and Loomis scoreless.
ATC Communications in Arapahoe is your one-stop technology source for Southwest Nebraska. The friendly staff at ATC will help you make communications simple. Whether you need telephone service or high-speed internet for your home or business, ATC is ready to serve you. ATC Communications is a proud supporter of the Loomis Wolves. Give ATC a call at 888-565-5422 or online at atcjet.net for all your communication needs. ATC Communications, making communications simple.
Fourth down and about seven and a half coming up here for Pleasanton. Now they will go with a different play. Axman will be back there, and they're going to pooch punt it. And nobody back for Loomis, and it flies into the end zone. And so it's going to be a punt of 36 yards and 21 net. Pleasanton has to figure that their defense will get a look here at what Loomis wants to do. So Loomis steps up, gets the job done here, makes a couple of nice plays, negative yardage plays for Pleasanton. After they converted that third and 10, Loomis holds them, and now first down and 10 here for the Wolves. And the first varsity snap starting for Anthony Young at quarterback with Otting Crandall in the backfield. Out of the pistol, he'll take the snap, going to keep it himself, and he is going to be hit by the only Pleasanton Bulldog over there, Brendan Axman. And the experience of the senior Axman, he just wraps him up and brings him down at the 11-yard line, and that's going to be a loss of four on the play, bring up second down and 14. Coach Reese has to know that Pleasanton knows that Jack Otting Crandall is going to be the offensive weapon tonight, and so they stacked it up the middle and tried to get a little something with the quarterback on the first play of the game, and luckily for Pleasanton, Axman made the good open field tackle. Now in the pistol with Otting Crandall behind. They'll fake it to the fullback. Run option. Quarterback's going to keep it. Gets the corner. Breaks a tackle. 15, 20, 23, 24-yard line before K.O. Miller brings him down. Anthony Young with a nice run around left end. And he didn't have to pitch it, but there was only one man on the two offensive backs there for Loomis. And he made him commit to Otting Crandall, which is what you would expect to do. That's a gain of 12. And it's going to be third down and two for Loomis. Ball spotted at the 23-yard line of the Wolves. They'll line up in a power eye formation with the double ends. Stacking the box, they're going to turn Otting Crandall off the left side, and I think his knee hit before he made the line to gain. He's going to be about the football short, even less than that. A two-yard gain by Otting Crandall, and it is fourth and inches. And again, this is one of those that you make 9 times out of 10, maybe 95 times out of 100. And we'll see what Dennis Reese wants to do here.
Otting Crandall should be able to get you that almost every time, but you got to get a clean snap, clean handoff, find the right gap. And Loomis breaks huddle here on fourth and basically 2 inches. And they line up here in a split back formation. Young takes the snap, tries to follow his center. Everybody's piled up. He falls off the left guard. He's got the first down. So just push up front there. A.J. Carlson, he just leaned on him and came off the left side there. His guards, Maskey and Ludicky, providing the room and enough to pick up the first down for the Wolves. Scoreless here in the first quarter, 8-10 and counting. Pleasanton hosting Loomis on Classic Hits. So a fresh set of downs. In that pistol, they'll offset the one back. And Abramson and Otting Crandall will be behind him, and he drops the ball, but Otting Crandall behind him picks it up on the bounce and gets up to almost the line of scrimmage. It's going to be a loss of one there for Jack. And it'll be second down and 11, maybe 12, second and 12 here. And you know the sophomore quarterback, Young, probably some nerves on him as he gets his first start, and maybe that's why Coach Reese wanted to keep it in his hands the first couple of plays to get him into the game, get some contact, and get rid of those nerves. Jesse Thompson will split out wide to the right here. They'll go with a wing to the left in Aberson and Otting Crandall in the backfield. They will hand it to Jack off the left side. A penalty flag comes right into the middle of the play. That usually means a holding as Otting Crandall picks up four out to the 28-yard line. But we have a hold called on Loomis, and that'll back him up. So the first penalty of the ball game on the Wolves is a 10-yarder. That'll bring up second down, and about 22 because they had lost two, and that's just something they won't be able to afford tonight because, as Coach Reese was telling me, maybe not necessarily word for word during the interview, but even before the game, they're not going to be putting the ball up a whole lot, and it's going to be hard to cover this kind of ground. The ball all the way back to the 15. They may need to make it out to about the 37-yard line. So second and 22. They'll go with a different look here. Twins. Send Abramson in motion. Screen pass over the middle of Otting Crandall, but it's well covered. The tackle by Ryan Bush as he gets out to the 20-yard line. So got 5 yards on the first completed pass of the ball game. And it'll be third down and 17 for Loomis. Scoreless first quarter, 6:55 and counting here at Pleasanton. Don't forget, if you would like to contribute to the Valentino's scoreboard, and we've got some of the games with Panhandle teams already deep into the halftime. We'll look at some scores. 646-0506. Empty backfield. Swinging out here quickly to Otting Crandall, and he slipped. He went to make his cut. Lammers was bearing down on him right away, and he slipped and went down, and they're going to lose the yardage that they just made. It's going to be kind and a negative 3 on the pass play. And that'll bring up fourth down. And about 20 to go here. Punting situation for the Loomis Wolves. So each team has had it once, each team punting it. Levi Asp, the 145-pound sophomore, stands at his 5-yard line. The ball is at the 17. High snap. Here comes pressure. It's blocked. It's blocked into the end zone. Will it get to the end line? Yes, it's a safety. Blake Eckout with the block, and your score is 2-0. He got a big old block, and Asp knew when he looked down that he was going to have trouble getting it away because Eckout came right up the middle, and he just couldn't block it and stuff it. It bounced at about the 1 and then just trickled out of the back of the end zone before he could get to it. 6:02 to go here in the first quarter, and it is Pleasanton 2, Loomis nothing. We'll have the free kick when we come back on Classic Hits.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Loomis will tee it up for the free kick, and it's picked up by Axe, but at the 27, starts right 30, 35, sideline 40, and he'll be knocked out of bounds by the kicker, Seth Beisner, in Loomis territory. I'll tell you what, a weird stat. That is already the fourth safety that Loomis has been a part of. Of course, they beat in the first week Eustace Harnum 40-4 and had two safeties. Then Southwest last week with a safety on the same deal, punts in the end zone, and now one here. So four safeties already scored against Loomis this year. First and 10, ball at the 38-yard line of Loomis, and Hunter Pates will hand it off to Axman. Stretch play, left side, forced to the sidelines, tries to stiff arm, but run out of bounds by Jesse Thompson. And Axman will pick up a little bit of yardage inside the 35 to about the 33. Got about half of what he needed. In fact, we're going to say it's four, second down and six for Pleasanton. So they have got all those plays on the wristband, and when you run that many, you got to know how to execute them, and they've been pretty good so far. Cale Miller split out wide to the left. Unbalanced eye, pistol formation. They'll give it to Lammers. Comes up the middle, and Jack Otting Crandall grabs the shoulder pads and brings him down after a gain of about a yard, and it'll be third down and five. Nice job there. Lammers had 15 the first time he touched the ball. 1 yard there. Otting Crandall, just a big, big force on both sides of the football here for Loomis. Scoreless first quarter, 5:20 to go. Excuse me, the safety makes it 2-0. Haven't had any touchdowns yet. Third down and five for Pleasanton at the Loomis 33, leading it 2-0. Pistol back to pass. Pates has time, throws it over the middle, and it's in and out of the hands of Ryan Bush. Just sat down at the first down marker on the left hash, and Jack Otting Crandall made sure that he didn't hold on, and the pass is incomplete. You got to have a lot of confidence in your quarterback, and we talked with Coach Westland about it in the New Tech pregame show, starting a true freshman out there, and boy, last time around, he's coming off a 3-year starting quarterback. Now, hoping to have a 4-year starting quarterback, and they're going to line up as to go for it. So, fourth down and five at the Loomis 33, four wide. Pates in that pistol, sends Lammers in motion, takes the snap, wants to throw out here to the left, and throws it behind Cale Miller, incomplete. And he would have had to break a tackle even had he caught the ball on the quick slant. And it is Loomis football as they're able to hold on downs. And so the Wolves so far surviving here, playing shorthanded in their third game of the season. Again, a couple of injuries, a couple of kids ineligible tonight that were starting, and give credit to what these eight are doing right now. They're going to send quarterback Anthony Young under center out of the true I formation. Otting Crandall's about 7 yards deep, and the ball's fumbled on the ground, and Otting Crandall able to grab it. Boy, Lammers did everything he could to hold his leg, but he's just too strong. And again, Anthony Young just has to be a little more fluid with where he pitches it, and that's part of the problem with the first start on a varsity game here for the youngster. But Otting Crandall covers it. It's going to be a loss of about 8 on the play, though. And second down and 18. So again, nothing too fancy, but the clock moves to nothing. I formation again. Abramson, the fullback, tossed to the right side, starting right, cutting back left, Otting Crandall, and there's Lammers to upend him. Also coming in there was Morgan Zimmer, and that's where Otting Crandall's eyes were. He was trying to juke him and didn't see Lammers coming in low for the tackle. And a loss of one on the play makes it third and 19. Young has put it up a couple of times, completed them both, but one was behind the line of scrimmage, forward pass, but they lost 3 yards on it on a little swing pass. They line up in that same formation again. Twins both ways, nobody to block in the backfield. Just swing it out here to Otting Crandall, trying to set up a wide receiver screen, coming off the block. And in fact, it's going to be flagged as Cale Miller to make the tackle. They're going to call a hold out here or pass interference. Illegal use of hands could be any of them, and they're going to say illegal use of hands. And Pleasanton probably just declines it. It'll be fourth down and long to go here. No reason to accept the penalty unless you just want the 10 and think you can stop them. And they will decline the penalty. So a short gain on the completed pass. It'll be a gain of about 4, and it'll be fourth down. We'll call it 15 to go. The last punt was blocked for a safety. This one a little bit better snap. And the kick is away by Levi Asp. Fair catch called for. Diving after it and fumbling it is going to be Axman, but it looks like he won the battle with Young. A dangerous, dangerous cover there 27 all the way back to the 27. So that's 26-yard punt. They fall forward for about a 2-yard gain. And that's where Pleasanton will start their third drive here in the first quarter. Pleasanton 2, Loomis nothing, 3:49 to go in the first quarter of play. Let's take a look at our Valentino scoreboard. They deliver the pizza. We deliver the scores. In Class A, Lincoln Southeast beat North Platte this afternoon 48-0. Kearney leads Papillion La Vista 7-0 in the first quarter. At half, Northwest leads Garing 41-0. And on first down, they'll give it to Lammers. Up the middle, bounces outside, tackled by Asp as he gets close to the 35. They'll say his knee hits at the 33. And a gain of 4 for Colton Lammers. Also in Class B at the half, Lexington 17 and Alliance 6. First quarter, Adams Central 6, Scottsbluff nothing, Aurora 6, Hastings nothing in the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic and Cozad 7-7 on ESPN 1460 in the first. Axman in the wing, right, they give it to Lammers, straight up the middle, and he's going to be brought down at the 36-yard line after a gain of 3. And the tackle is made by Trevor Maskey. Also in there is Ludicky. Give credit so far, but how the warm night carries on without very many subs at all here for Coach Dennis Reese Wolves will be the key. And Pleasanton very patient here so far in the first quarter. Third down and 3. Ball at their own 37-yard line. Need to make it just short of midfield. They'll put Pates under center. The running back will be Axman. Pates takes it. Hands it to Axman off the right side. He dives for it, and he's right at the first down marker. Should have it. Give Axman a gain of 3, and Pleasanton with their second first down here of the first quarter of play. 2:34 to go in the opening stanza, and Pates will come out, and that'll mean a Wildcat formation. Blake Eck out. Looks like he's the one that might be checking the old wristband. And Axman is in there. Of course, he can do anything, run, be the quarterback. Lammer split left. They send him in motion from left to right. Axman will hand it to him on the read option around the right side. Blake's a tackle at the 35, gets close to the 30-yard line, and right at the first down marker again is Colton Lammers of the Bulldogs. Going to be a yard short. They'll call it second down and 1. Pates runs it in. Miller will come out. The front three there for Loomis, Beisner, Carlson, Maskey running a 3-4 look with Asp as the safety. Now Pates in the shotgun, second down and 1. Gives it to Lammers, starts middle, looks left, bounces right, breaks a tackle, 25-20, stiff arm, 15, 10, 5. He stayed in bounds. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. Great balancing act that time for Lammers, and 31 yards later, he hits pay dirt, the first touchdown of the ball game, and that'll make it 8-0 in favor of Pleasanton. Again, it looked like they may have him wrapped up after about a 1-yard gain, but that time he was able to break a couple tackles, and they just couldn't get him shoved out over there. Asp Thompson over there trying to bring him down, and they'll line up to go for 2. And Axman is going to take it up on a quarterback draw and virtually untouched into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. So with 1:36 to go here in the first quarter of play, it is Pleasanton 10 and Loomis nothing. We'll be right back.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including 2 huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Well, it's a different way to get to 10, a safety, a touchdown, and a 2-point conversion. And Pleasanton will kick it away with Ryan Bush. Strong leg, Tries to get it to the opening, picked up at the 5-yard line by Levi Asp. On the right numbers, he tries to get left, breaks one tackle, and then is gang tackled as he gets across the 10-yard line. And in there is Bronson Gibbons. Looks like Lander Smith was over there. And first down and 10 for Loomis. They'll mark him at about the 12, 13-yard line for the Wolves, trailing 10-0 with a minute 28 to go here in quarter number one. Again, Young, Anthony Young, getting his first varsity start at the quarterback. They're going to put him in the pistol all by himself. Stack receivers, both left and right. Bring on Crandall in motion. They'll hand it to Jack. Comes up on the inside of that block. Crosses the 15-yard line and then is mowed down about the 17-yard line. Lammers and Eck out in there. Nice gain on the play of 4. It'll be second down and 6. But Auden Crandall held in check. 5 carries, 5 yards. Just one first down, and that was going for it on 4th inches on their opening drive. Jesse Thompson, the end to the right. Seth Beisner, the end to the left. Out of the pistol, they'll go left with Auden Crandall. Follows his block of Beisner, then gets tripped up and kind of falls on Colton Lammers at the 21-yard line. Going to be a short gain on the play. It'll be third down, and we'll call it 2 yards to go. So another 4 for Auden Crandall. And Dennis Reese doing exactly what he said he was going to do, keep it close to the vest. Now, it's not just run it right up the middle every play. They're giving some different looks formation-wise, and they're doing the same thing different ways. They've even had Young keep it a couple of times. 3rd and 2, they'll put him in the pistol. And they'll give it to Auden Crandall, and he is not going to get there. He comes off right guard, then tried to dive over the top of his center, and he looks short. Let's double-check the spot here. They might actually bring the chains in here, and that is what they're going to do. Referee Howard Donnelly says, let's bring him over here. The chain gang bringing out the chains, just like Kearney Towing and Repair would do for you if you were stranded on the side of the road. No matter where, they'll get you home, Kearney Towing and Repair. I think he's going to be short, but we'll see as they stretch the chains here. Nope, he's got the first down. So he's got it just by a length there, and good job by bringing out the chains at a first down. 2-yard gain for Auden Crandall. And more importantly, it keeps the ball in Loomis's hands here, trying to survive, maybe hit a big play here. Because even if Auden Crandall would happen to get into the clear, he doesn't have the speed that the backs, for the most part, that Pleasanton has. And it looks like Loomis is content to let the quarter run out. And that will wrap things up here in the first quarter of Friday Night Football, Fort Kearney Conference style. It's the Pleasanton Bulldogs 10 and the Loomis Wolves nothing. Second quarter action comes your way in a minute on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Well, most everybody focusing on football tonight. There's some big baseball going down in Kansas City, and it does not start well for the Royals. Detroit scores 3 runs in the top of the first. Tigers 3, Royals coming to bat in the bottom of the first inning. The Royals start the game, a half game down in the Central, a half game up in the wild card. Loomis has it first down and 10. The ball spotted at their own 23-yard line and out of the pistol. Young back to pass. Has some time. Throwing it deep. It's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to be picked off by Axman at the 35. And he's got some room down the right sideline. Cuts back, lowers his shoulder, and Jesse Thompson says, I don't think so, and brings him down. But that ball floated on Young. Loomis took a chance with the first deep ball, and the only person back there was Axman. And so a block punt for a safety, and now an interception returned to the Loomis 38-yard line by Brendan Axman on the first play of the second quarter. Leading it 10-0, Axman will be in the wing right. Lammers behind his quarterback, Pates. Toss to the short side. Lammers, not a lot of running room, and he'll step out of bounds after a gain of about a yard. Short of the 36, we'll say just one that time for Lammers, who had the only touchdown of the first quarter. Six carries, 63 yards. Some quick math here, 73 yards on the ground, five through the air in the first quarter of play. Three first downs for Pleasanton. For Loomis, they had 11 on the ground and six through the air, only 17 yards of offense. Pates, counterplay, bounced off of Lammers, bounced right back into his gut. Now he's up the middle, 30, 20, 15. It'll be dragged down there by Asp. Oh, a big, big break on the home field here for Pleasanton. A gain of 22 on the play for Colt Lammers as Pates put the ball hard right on the numbers, and it bounced out, and it hit the ground. And he took one step, and there it was waiting for him, as if you were just bouncing the Super Bowl to yourself. And he never even broke stride, and right up the middle for 22. First down and 10 at the 15-yard line. Axman in motion. Pate's going to go with an option pitch out here to Lammers. And a good open field tackle going to be brought down there. Number 11, Cale Abramson. And the Pleasanton fans thought maybe there was a little inadvertent whistle there. Abramson went low, and they're not sure that Lammers' knee hit. So he just got back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe we'll give him credit for a yard. Second down at 9. That's one of those where you tackle him, it looks like he's down, and then maybe you go, ooh, did his knee hit or not? Second down at 9 at the 14. Bringing it a little tighter here. Pates gives it to Lammers. Off the left side, weaves his way through to the 10, down to the 6, and they'll throw him down forward to the 5-yard line. Should be just enough for a first down for Lammers, a gain of 9 more on his way to 100 yards here in the first half of play. At halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, but we're a long way away from that, just 90 seconds into the second quarter. And it will be first and goal, ball right on the 5-yard line after the 9-yard gain for Colton Lammers. He just followed his block, picked his hole. Blake Eck out wide left, slot right, Cale Miller. Axman out of the pistol, will take it himself off the left side, makes a man miss, and gets into the end zone for the touchdown. Runs right into Levi Asp at the goal line, but his momentum took him in, and a 5-yard touchdown run for Brendan Axman. With 10:25 to go here in quarter number two, Pleasanton now with back-to-back touchdowns on their last two drives. Sun goes down. You can already feel it cooling down just a little bit here at Pleasanton on the 5-yard Axman run. And they will go for two. They will put Pates under center. The lone setback is Lammers. Axman is in the wing right. They'll give it to Lammers. Power football hit in the backfield and driven down. First man to get there, A.J. Carlson. And then run over by Otting Crandall and Thompson. So the run is no good. 10:25 to go in the first half of play. Pleasanton 16, Loomis nothing on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payment, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Burke.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, Doug Duda back with you here in the Nebraska-Land National Bank broadcast booth in Pleasanton on KKPR-FM, Kearney-Hastings, Grand Island. 10:25 to go first half, 16-0. Pleasanton will get a pooch kick that's picked up at the 11-yard line by Asp. He'll try to go to the right side. Speed, 20, 30, and one man to beat, but he's upended there. And making the tackle is Eckhout. Caleb Eckel over there as well. Boy, did Asp hit the hole in a hurry, and Loomis will have their best starting field position of the night at their own 32-yard line. See if they can get some offense going. Again, if you're joining us a little late, their starting quarterback, Zach Clark, is out, as is Colin Rodenbaugh for discipline. They also are missing A.J. Matika for injury tonight. And so Young, the quarterback, going to keep it himself, and he is going to be swallowed up behind the line of scrimmage. Nobody went after the fake that time on outing Crandall, and big Michael Winberg, about 80 pounds on the program, bigger than Young, brings him down for a loss of two. Second down and 12. So when you got that sophomore starting quarterback, you want to keep it simple for him. They've run a variety of plays, as we've said, but Coach Dennis Reese, after the last play was a deep pass, took the gamble, and it was picked off. Goes back to the ground. Out of the I formation. Abramson is the fullback. They'll give it to Otting Crandall off the right side. A little hole, but that's because of a hold. Here comes the flag. 35, 36, 37-yard line. Would have been a gain of seven. But it looks like we'll have our second accepted penalty of the ball game against Loomis. They had one hold in the first quarter. And a 10-yard holding penalty here. Let's take a look at more of our scores brought to you by Valentino's. We deliver the scores, they deliver the pizza. And scores of note: Central City trailing O'Neill 13-6 in the second quarter. Kearney Catholic Cozad still sitting at 7-7. Again, if you've got scores, give us a text or a call, 308-646-0506. Second quarter, St. Cecilia leads Cambridge 7-0. Arcadia Loop City, a 6-0 lead over Ainsworth in the second quarter. St. Pat's 3-0 over Ravenna in the second. Gibbon out at Bridgeport leads 12-0 in the second quarter. Hershey 14-7 in the first over Wood River. Here's a counter play to Otting Crandall. Room over the left side. 25-30, 35-40 into Pleasanton territory. And finally brought down from behind by Blake Eckhout all the way down to the 26-yard line. Beautiful run for Otting Crandall. 33 yards on the gain and a first down. And the best play of the night. And now Otting Crandall will check out for a little bit of a breather. Some other scores down in eight-man. Brooding Davenport Shickley, a 14-6 lead in the first quarter over High Plains. Elm Creek leads Sutherland 21-0 in the first quarter. If our friends at Amherst would give us a buzz, we'd love their score update. Take it on Franklin as Anthony Young on a quarterback keeper up the middle. Won't get much. Again on the tackle, Blake Eckhout. Ryan Bush is there. We'll give him a gain of two and call it second down and eight. Big drive here for Loomis. They have got into a point here where they're just trying to hang on, not make mistakes, but if they want to stay in the ball game down 16-0, they need to find a way to put some points on the board, which are going to be tough tonight. But they've got a drive going second and eight at the Pleasanton 25-yard line. Out of the I formation, Young calls the cadence, and Otting Crandall off the right side reads his block. Nice hole, fumble the football. It's loose on the ground. Scramble for it as it goes forward, and the officials will umpile them. Pleasanton says they have it. I think Eckhout may have covered it or knocked it out of there, and it'll be covered by Lammers. Colton Lammers will cover the football, and a second turnover as well as a block punt for a safety. That was a great run by Otting Crandall, and somebody just reaching around punched it out, and it will be a turnover. So the best field position is given up. Pleasanton will have it at their own 16-yard line. First down and 10. Out of the shotgun, Pates back to pass. Wants to throw it deep. Out here for Axman. He caught it. Beautiful pass, 35. He's by everybody. Axman to the end zone. Touchdown, Pleasanton. 64 yards. That was a well-thrown ball by the freshman, Hunter Pates. Good coverage on the sideline corner out there. And he just put it right on the outstretched hands of Brendan Axman, and he hauls it in for the 64-yard touchdown. And in two plays, our football game totally changes. Loomis, a chance to maybe make it a one-possession game. Instead, now it's 22-0 as we line up for the two-point conversion. The old one-play drive. Axman will take the snap this time. And he will hand it off to Lammers, and nobody's fooled. All of Loomis is there. Maskey and Ludicky in on the tackle, and the run is no good. 8:14 to go in the first half of play. It's now Pleasanton 22, Loomis nothing on Classic Hits.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Carney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth, where Pleasanton has now put a little breathing room between themselves and the Wolves, 22-0. And Axman has been a part of a lot of the offense as the ball is booted away deep, and this one is going to find its way into the end zone, sailing over Anthony Young's head, and it will be a touchback. Loomis hasn't quite known how to play Pleasanton. They've done it all kinds of different ways. The first one was just a legit kick to about the five, then they squibbed one. And that one they pound into the end zone. So a block punt out of the end zone by Blake Eckhout with 6:02 to go in the first quarter made it 2-0. And then a 31-yard run by Colt Lammers, and Axman's run made it 10-0 at the end of one. Axman with an interception, a 38-yard drive capped off by Axman's 5-yard run, 16-0. And then Lammers, a fumble recovery, and Pates hooks up with Axman on a 64-yard touchdown pass, 22-0. Young will take the snap, roll right, wants to throw here for Loomis. Nowhere to go, tucks it up, run, gets to the line of scrimmage, and then Lammers lays the shoulder pad on him at the 20 and bounces him forward to about the 22-yard line. Nice run, gain of 7, but he paid the price at the end of it. Colton Lammers lowered the boom. Young pops up. Part of the learning process. And, of course, some good games still in the future for these two, but important game tonight. Pleasanton has a tough, tough test at Anselmo Myrna, state-rated next week, and the same for Loomis. They're home against state-rated Elwood. Those teams playing tonight. Hand off Jack Otting-Crowell. Nowhere to go over the right side. Got back maybe to the line of scrimmage. Lammers in on the tackle. Also Axman over there in the vicinity. Cale Miller, no gain on the play. It's going to be third down and about 3 yards to go. 7:15 to go here in the second quarter. It remains 22-0 in favor of the Bulldogs. Loomis trying to get a first down, get some momentum back on their side after that nice drive they just had, ended in a fumble. Young back to pass. Fakes the sweep, got some pressure from Winberg, now scrambles. He's going to have a long way to run, and he is not going to get there. He is tackled behind the line of scrimmage. In there on the tackle is Keaton Reese, number 15. And just getting back maybe to the line of scrimmage was Anthony Young. They had been setting up that little swing out pass to Jack Otting-Crandall, and they faked it to him and wanted to go a little bit deeper, but Young wasn't comfortable with it, and so he tucked it up and ran. Now asked to punt, pressure up the middle. Nice high spiral punt. Axman takes it at the 30, calls for the fair catch, I guess. And that's where they will down the football. So a punt of 30 yards and no return that time, and it'll be first down and 10 for Pleasanton. Ball at their own 29-yard line. 6:20 to go here in the second quarter, 22-0 Pleasanton at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. A look at the first half stats, run down the scores that we have from around the area, and look ahead to what's going on this weekend for the Huskers, UNK Lopers, and Hastings College Broncos. First down and 10 at their own 29-yard line, Pleasanton in business again. Axman will line up at quarterback. They will send Miller in motion from right to left. Quarterback draw. Axman makes the first man miss. The second man into the secondary. It's now him and Aspen. Aspen with a great open field tackle at the Loomis 31-yard line. Axman, a 20-yard gain, though. And Loomis is there. They were making the tackle in the first quarter, and now we're seeing some broken tackles and some harder running by the Bulldogs. And we are playing a lot now in Loomis territory here with 6:10 to go, first half. Hunter Pates back in there after that 64-yard touchdown pass on the last possession. Both running backs flanking him, dropping back the pass. Now pressure steps up, and he's going to be hit and dropped behind the line of scrimmage. The sack to Graydon Ludicky back around the 36-yard line. It's going to be a loss on the play of four. Second time that Loomis has gotten to Pates. And it'll be second down and about 14. Ball just outside the 35-yard line. Axman over on the sideline briefly, and now Pleasanton wants to call a timeout. They didn't have the right personnel. I think Axman maybe was supposed to be out there and was getting his helmet checked. So a timeout on the field, the second here of the half by Pleasanton, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 5:32 to go before halftime. Pleasanton 22, Loomis nothing.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Out of the timeout, option pitch out here to Lammers. Makes the first man miss, gets it to the 30, and a good gain on the play up to about the 27-yard line. Ludicky in on the tackle, and we'll call that a gain of 8, and that puts Lammers over 100 yards here in the first half, but since it was second and long, he got about half of what he needed. We'll call it third down and 6 yards to go for Pleasanton at the Loomis 27-yard line. They'll put Lammers in the wing left, Miller in the slot right, empty backfield, out of the shotgun will be Axman. Lammers in motion, fake the handoff. Axman wants to keep it off the left side, and he's drilled once he got to the line of scrimmage. Jesse Thompson with the good form tackle gets him behind the line of scrimmage, and Axman didn't slide through that time. And a loss of one will bring up fourth down, and we'll call it 7 yards to go, obviously inside the 30. They're going to go for it. Let's see what Coach Ricky Westland has dialed up here. They have had a couple of fourth downs, punted it once. Went for it a different time. Now they're going to go for it. Pates back to pass, has time throwing to the end zone for Axman and just overthrew him. Asp wasn't sure if he was going to stop or go, and he stopped and went. But that time the pass was overthrown. They connected on that for the touchdown earlier in the quarter. This time just didn't get to the ball as quickly as he did last time. And Loomis will take over on downs, the second time that they have failed on fourth down here for Pleasanton. But the way their defense is playing, they're not too worried. 22 to nothing, Bulldogs. Loomis will take over first and 10 at their own 28-yard line with 4:12 to go here in the quarter. It is Anselmo Myrna 22, Elwood 20. They are in the second quarter of action. Giltner 28 and Overton 8 in the second quarter. Split backfield, Young back to pass. Wants to throw deep again, throws it as far as he can for Aspen. He couldn't quite haul it in, got a fingertip on it at the 25. That was the best ball that Young's thrown tonight. A little confidence there. He stepped into it and fired it 35 yards down the field. On the coverage, Axman and Cale Miller. And the incomplete pass hit his first three short yardage, then had the pick. That one's incomplete. Brings up second down and 10. They'll come back to that a little bit later on in the ball game, you can be sure. On second down, they'll give it to Otting Crandall, who was lined up to the right of his quarterback, comes left, gets over the 30, brought down at the 32-yard line by Axman. Going to be a gain of about 4 on the play. Third down and 6 here for the Wolves in their black pants, white uniforms with green helmets and numerals. The home red for Pleasanton with the white pants, red stripes, white helmets, and red and black decal. Third and 6. Offset eye, out of that pistol, fake the handoff, run option, and nothing to do. It was all covered. Young's going to be dropped by Lammers and Bush, but he couldn't have pitched it. Nothing good would have happened there. They're going to lose 3 yards on the play. It'll be fourth down and 9 yards to go in a punting situation here, which has been a roll of the dice. One time, the first one was blocked, one nearly blocked, because coming up the middle strong is Blake Ekon. He's ready to do it again. Good snap this time, and the kick is a low end-over-end kick. Try to kick it away from Axman. Takes a big bounce. He'll field it at the 12-yard line, right near the sideline. 15 gets out to the 18-yard line. So a decent punt that time. We're going to give him a 40-yarder, it looks like, from the 28 down to the 12. 40-yard punt and a return of about 6 out to the 18, maybe the 19-yard line. First down and 10. Pleasanton gets one more crack here, it looks like, before halftime. 2:58 to go in the second quarter. It's the Bulldogs 22 and Loomis nothing. This is where they hit the deep pass last time, but Axman is lined up as the quarterback. Lammers in motion again from left to right. This time they'll hand it to Lammers. Steps out of one tackle, gets to the 25. Jack Hunting Crandall makes a shoestring tackle across the 25 to about the 27, 28-yard line. Hard run by Lammers, and if Otting Crandall doesn't wrench that shoe, Lammers might have been gone. A gain of 8. Second down and 2 here at the 28-yard line. Second down and a yard to go. Just a methodical first half here. Pleasanton didn't get off to a very quick start, but now have struck well here, 2 out of their last 3 possessions. Hunter Pates, the quarterback, empty backfield, 4 wideouts. Send the man in motion, Eck out, pump fake, want to go deep again. Axman on the stop and go. Asp didn't bite that time. He hung right with him. And every one of them's deep. Next time they'll probably want to come underneath. But when Asp didn't bite on the stop and go, and it looks like we do have a flag for holding, defensive holding. And so that'll be a first down here for the Bulldogs. Their 8th first down, just a 5-yard walkout. And a first down here for Pleasanton. They're ready to go now. Time starting to become a little bit of a factor. First and 10, Hunter Pates out of the shotgun, back to pass, throws over the middle, and in and out of the hands of Eckout at the 33-yard line of Loomis. And that'll stop the clock here with 2:02 to go before halftime. Checking some other scores from around the area. Let's see if we can go back up to the top in Class A at Foster Field. Kearney High taking on Papillion-La Vista and leading it 14-0 in the second quarter. Columbus comes to play tonight. Grand Island 17, Columbus 13 in the second quarter of play. Fourth quarter, Northwest pounding Gehring 55-0. Back to pass, Hunter Pates, and they won't let the play go. We've got penalty flags coming out here from the side judge. Illegal motion. That's the second penalty of the ball game on Pleasanton. Halftime, Lexington 17, Alliance 6. Late second quarter, Aurora 19, Hastings nothing. York 10, Pius 7. In the second quarter, Holdridge 6, Milford Dorchester nothing in the second quarter. Scotts Bluff 21, Adams Central 6 in the second quarter of play. It is Cozad 13, Kearney Catholic 7, second quarter of play. Shadron leading Broken Bow 33-0 in the fourth. Second out and 15, Pates back to pass again, has all day, throws deep wide open, Eckout, but he overshot him. I tell you what, when these guys get their timing down, there's going to be big play after big play after big play. But most of these pass plays have been deep. And instead of underthrowing them, getting them picked off, They're going deep. That time they tried Eck out. They'd been going Axman a lot. And the coverage provided by Cale Abramson. Third down and 15 yards to go for Pleasanton. Ball at their own 32-yard line. Up 22 to nothing. Empty backfield again. Four wide. Pates back to pass. Third and long. Again, going to go deep. Again, Eck out. And it is caught at the 20, the 15. And as he comes to the ground, the ball's loose. And they're going to mark him down at the 11-yard line. Great coverage by Abramson, but fighting for it all the way was Eckout, and it's going to be red zone time here for Pleasanton with a chance to add before halftime. So another big play from the 31 all the way down, we'll say, to the 11-yard line. 38-yard pass play, and a first down here for Pleasanton just outside the 10. First down, give it to Lammers off the right side. He drags Loomis Wolves, shoving him inside the 10 to the 5, and a gain of 6. And now all kinds of time for Pleasanton. A minute 30, they'll take as much time as they can, trying to pound it into the end zone. Blake Eckout might have scraped his chin up, came and got a towel real quick, and now they send the play in with him. But of all the pass plays, that one was the toughest one to catch. Tonight, some of those were off the fingertips. That one, Eckout and Abramson, both wearing number 11, really had to battle for it. Second down and 4. Pleasanton better hurry up here. And they will call a timeout. It's going to be taken, though, by Loomis. Maybe helped them out there. Pleasanton was about ready to maybe get a delay of game penalty, and Loomis will take their first timeout of the half with 1:02 to go before halftime. Pleasanton 22, Loomis nothing. Pleasanton knocking on the door again. Second and 4 at the Wolves 5-yard line. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loomis, Pleasanton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, as we near halftime on this fourth Friday. Pleasanton takes all of the time out that they can here with Coach Ricky Westland, even though Loomis called it. Eckout is going to go out to the left. Looks like they'll put Miller to the right of the shotgun quarterback, Axman, and Eckout will be to his left. I'd be surprised if it's not a read to the left or right side, and Lammers wanted the ball, didn't get it, and Axman is going to be tackled for no gain. Jesse Thompson, Loomis was all over it. They tackled the quarterback and the pitch man at the same time, and they're going to lose some yardage on this one from the 5 back to, we'll call it the 7-yard line. 8-yard line, 3rd and 7 at the 8. So nowhere to go that time for Axman. And on 3rd down, a penalty flag before they can get it thrown. Pates had his man, too. On the drag, Eckout was open and caught it at the 2 and would have went in. But we've got a false start on Pleasanton and back him up some more. So they're going to have 3rd down and 12 at the 13-yard line. Again, 2 plays to get this, and Pleasanton is going to burn their final timeout. So we'll take it with them, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Your score with 28 seconds to go before the half. Pleasanton 22, Loomis nothing.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
As we come back to action here, Brendan Axman of Pleasanton is being worked on the sideline. And it looks like, I'm not sure if it's a cramp. It doesn't look like a cramp. They're working on his left leg, trying to stretch it out a lot. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. So as they work on that left leg, stretching it out as much as they can, we will tell you that it is 3rd and 12, Pleasanton at the Loomis 13, and Pates, the quarterback, with trips to the right side, drops back to pass, pressure from the backside, and he is hit and brought down by A.J. Carlson, and it'll be 4th and even longer all the way back at the 18-yard line. That's the second sack, and they've got to hustle because there is no timeouts left. 10 seconds to go. They're going to go for it. 7 seconds, trying to get lined up. They're lined up. Pates back to pass, wants to look to the end zone, throws it that way for Eckout. It's tipped and picked at the goal line by Asp, and he'll be tackled right there at about the 2-yard line, and that will take us to halftime as Ryan Bush able to bring him down, but an interception on the final play of the half, and Loomis with a good goal line stand there. It was 2nd and 4 at the 5-yard line, a penalty and 2 negative plays, and then when they threw it up like they had to, a good tip to himself, and the pick was made. So we are at halftime here at Pleasanton with the score, the Bulldogs 22. And the Loomis Wolves, nothing. Loomis will get the ball to start the second half. They won the toss and deferred, and were able to make Pleasanton punt to start the ball game, but weren't able to get any points on the board here in the first half. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, so stay with us here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And welcome back to Pleasanton. Ricky Westland, the football coach, also the athletic director here. Of course, Ron Wymore, the entire staff, Scott Phillips and crew. Big thanks to all the folks here at Pleasanton, as always, for their hospitality. It is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Here at halftime, it's the Pleasanton Bulldogs 22 and the Loomis Wolves nothing. Loomis making a goal line stand there and getting an interception on the final play of the half to keep the score where it is at. And let's take a look at some of the other scores from around the listening area of note, brought to you by Valentino's. We deliver the score. Valentino's of Kearney delivers to your door. Last night, some blowouts, number one over number two. Class A, it was no game at all last night. And Omaha North looking almost unbeatable right now, the way that they are playing football. They had no problem crushing Bellevue West 62-21. Creighton Prep beat Omaha South 65-12. Millard South over Fremont 35-20. Norfolk Catholic beat David City 47-7. And Burwell was a winner over Clearwater Orchard in a closest game of the night last night by a score of 18-13. Checking some action from tonight as these games near halftime. Kearney High 21, Papillion La Vista nothing, Grand Island 20, and Columbus 13. A couple of field goals there for Grand Island. Lincoln Southeast won the early game today at Seacrest Field, blanking North Platte by a score of 48-0. In Class B, Gehring, it's not going to be their year. They're making the trip all the way to Grand Island, and they are being blasted by Northwest 62-0 in the fourth quarter. And a tussle at Lexington in the fourth quarter, Alliance 18, Lexington 17. At halftime, McCook 10, Sydney 6. Late second quarter, Aurora 19, Hastings nothing. At the half, York 10, Lincoln Pius the 10th, 7. Second quarter, Holdridge 6, Milford, Dorchester, nothing. Scottsbluff 21-6 over Adams Central, also in the second quarter. It is Beatrice blanking Nebraska City at the half, 35-0. Blair leads Platteview 34-7 in the second, and Seward leads Plattsmouth 15-0 in the second quarter. In C1, they're almost done at Broken Bow. Shadron comes out, 33-6 lead over the Indians. Halftime on ESPN Radio 1460. Cozad has hit a couple of big plays. The Haymakers 13 and Kearney Catholic 7. Central City leads O'Neill 19-13. That is in the second quarter. Syracuse over Wahoo 21-0. Lakeview over Wayne 14-13. Arlington over West Point. Beamer 14-8. Those are all in the second quarter. It is Pearson, Columbus, SCOTUS 7-7 at the half. Again, I'm going to give you a phone number here. If you're at one of the ball games that I mentioned that we're looking for a score from, we'd love to have you text us. That's real easy to do, or you can call it in. Just give us the score of the game and what quarter it is. Of course, give us who has however many points. And that number is 308-646-0506. 646-0506. Looking for updates from Centura, St. Paul, Ord, Minden, Grand Island Central Catholic, and Boone Central. C2, we have just about all the games. We don't have the Southern Valley Bayard update. We could use that one. At the half, St. Cecilia leads Cambridge 21-8. North Platte St. Pat's over Ravenna 24-7. Gibbon leading Bridgeport by a score of 12-0. Games that are still late second quarter, Arcadia Loup City leading Ainsworth 6-0. Thayer Central over Superior 13-7. Hershey over Wood River 21-7. Donovan Trumbull leads Centennial 12-0. Fillmore Central over Sandy Creek 21-7. Lutheran High Northeast over Cedar County 34-6. Sutton 48-0 over Shelby. All of those are in the second quarter of play. Moving to D1, looking for updates from the Franklin Amherst, Blue Hill Heartland, Ansley Litchfield, Axtell, and Red Cloud Harvard game, 646-0506. At halftime, it is Bruning Davenport Shickley continuing to play solid football, leading High Plains 22-6. Elgin Pope John leading Harnington 24-16. Other second quarter scores, Fullerton over McCool Junction 32-6. It is Guardian Angels over Howells Dodge, 22-20. That's always a great rivalry game. And Arapahoe leads Perkin County in the second quarter, 14-8. In D2, looking for scores again on Red Cloud Harvard. It is Giltner leading Overton, 28-8. Late second quarter on the Breeze, 94.5. Halftime, Exeter Milligan, 50-0 over Johnson Brock. Last score we had was Anselmo Myrna, 22-20 over Elwood. Lawrence Nelson and Heartland Lutheran tied at 14 in the second quarter of play. And again here at the half, it's Pleasanton 22 and Loomis nothing. We'll be back with a look at the first half stats and a whole lot more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
And out of the shotgun, Pates back to pass. Wants to throw it deep. Out here for Axman. He caught it. Beautiful pass, 35. He's by everybody. Axman to the end zone. Touchdown, Pleasanton. A 64-yard touchdown pass from Hunter Pates to Axman. Brendan hauling it in. It was a perfect throw right on the outstretched fingertips. Well covered even, but it was just a perfect throw. And that came after a Lammers fumble recovery on the best drive of the night by Loomis. They had got it down to the 16, fumbled the ball away. And the very next play, they hook up on the 64-yard touchdown to make it our halftime score of 22-0. A reminder, plenty of football, college, and plenty of it on the radio tomorrow. We have Oklahoma, West Virginia, and Clemson, Florida State as our doubleheader tomorrow on ESPN Radio. NFL tripleheader on Sunday, of course. And then Husker football on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Pregame at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Kickoff at 7:05 on ESPN2. The Huskers and the Miami Hurricanes. The news today, Mauro Bondi, the kickoff specialist for the Huskers, was in a motorcycle accident, hit a curb last night and broke a clavicle in his shoulder, so it doesn't look like he'll be kicking off tomorrow. Sam Birch earlier in the week tore his ACL, out for the year at wide receiver. And the Huskers will go in against Miami tomorrow night at Memorial Stadium. For Hastings College, they look for a 3-0 start at Doan. Kickoff at 1 tomorrow here on 12:30 a.m. KHAS with a pregame at 12:30. And it's homecoming for UNK. They welcome in Missouri Southern State. First time they've played them in the MIAA. And they run that Veer Air Force type of offense. A lot of ground game for Missouri Southern. And the Lopers looking to get some offense after scoring just 7 points against the defending national champions. And then last Thursday, that horrible weather where it was a 10-7 game and a loss to Washburn. Kickoff tomorrow at Foster Field is at 3 o'clock. Volleyball, UNK currently taking on Central Oklahoma. That is a battle of unbeatens that is going on at the Health and Sports Center, and we'll get you an update in just a moment. Then tomorrow, Missouri Southern is at 12 noon at the Health and Sports Center before the football. Also, I want to remind you that the Huskers will host Texas, second-ranked team in the country, at 2 tomorrow at the Devaney Center. Hastings College will be taking on Dort. And the Dort match, of course, will be at 3 o'clock. Both are ranked in the top 25, Lynn Farrell Arena. And in volleyball, Central Oklahoma took the first set from the Lopers, 25-23, but UNK has just won the second set, 25-18. The Lopers are coming off a five-set victory against Fort Hays on Tuesday. It's 22-0. Pleasanton leading Loomis here at the half. We'll be back with the first half numbers in a moment on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest paths to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton. Lammers Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. Lammers Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammers Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits. Doug Duda with you as we take a look at the unofficial first half numbers, starting with the Loomis Wolves. As expected, Jack Otting Crandall carrying the load tonight, 11 rushing attempts for 53 yards, had a 33-yard run as his big scamper of the night. Anthony Young, the starting quarterback tonight, 7 carries, 11 yards. And so they had one fumble as a team, and that goes down as an 8-yard loss. So 19 carries, 56 yards on the ground. Through the air, Anthony Young is 3 of 5, 1 interception, and only 6 total yards. One was a 3-yard loss. So 9 forward, 3 back, 3 of 5, 1 pick, 6 yards through the air, 56 on the ground, 62 yards for Loomis in the first half, and almost half of that on the one run by Auden Crandall. 3 first downs for the Wolves. They punted it 4 times. The first one was blocked through the end zone for a safety. But after that, Asp has 3 punts for an average of about 32 yards. 3 penalties for 25 yards for the Wolves here in the first half. We'll come back and look at the first half numbers for Pleasanton in a moment.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors. They can handle it all. USDA steaks are available, they can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. So next time you're looking for a processor, look no further than Pleasanton Meat. They can get your processing done in great time and all the cuts you want, made to order the way you like it. Pleasanton Meat Processing says tear 'em up, Bulldog.
When the First State Bank of Loomis first opened their doors in 1886, Nebraska was young, vibrant, and bursting with possibilities. A lot has changed since then, but the First State Bank of Loomis is still moving Nebraska forward by tapping into our state's best natural resource, its people. While our founders could never have imagined our network of ATMs, mobile banking, or cybersecurity, they would be proud of the personal touch we still take with every account and with every loan. The First State Bank of Loomis, with branches in Alma and Bertrand, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the unofficial numbers now for the Pleasanton Bulldogs here in the first half of play. And Colton Lammers leading the way on the ground, 13 carries, 118 yards, and a 31-yard touchdown run. Brendan Axman, 7 carries for 34 yards and a 5-yard run. Cale Miller, 1 carry, negative 2. And the quarterback, Hunter Pate, been sacked twice, 3 carries, negative 10 yards. 24 rushes for 140 yards for Pleasanton. Through the air, the freshman, Hunter Pates, most of the passes have been the deep ball. Hasn't hooked up a lot, but of the 10 he's thrown, he's completed 3, 1 pick, a 64-yard touchdown pass to Axman. Also had a 38-yard completion to Eckout. So 3 of 10, 1 pick, 1 TD, 107 through the air, 140 on the ground, 247 yards of total offense in the first half for Pleasanton, resulting in 9 first downs. They punted it 1 time, and that was a 36-yarder on the first series of the game. 3 penalties for 15 yards, and the 1 turnover was the interception right at halftime and resulted in no damage trying to score on the final play of the half. Pleasanton started with the ball, got a first down and punted, and then a blocked punt by Blake Eckout through the end zone with 6:02 to go in the first quarter gave Pleasanton a 2-0 lead. And then after the teams exchanged possessions again, Lammers ripped off the 31-yard touchdown run to complete the 52-yard drive. Brendan Axman ran it in for 2, 10-0 with 1:36 to go in the first quarter. Then Axman picks off Loomis on the first play of the second quarter and returns it to the Loomis 38, caps off that drive with a 5-yard Axman run. The run no good, 16-0, 10:25 to go in the half. And then after a fumble that was recovered by Colton Lammers at the Pleasanton 16, the very next play was Hunter Pates hooking up with Brendan Axman on a 64-yard touchdown pass. The run was no good, made it 22-0 with 8:14 to go in the half, and that's where we are at. Halftime, Pleasanton 22, Loomis nothing. You have been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Pleasanton kicks it off to start the second half next.
ATC Communications in Arapahoe is your one-stop technology source for Southwest Nebraska. The friendly staff at ATC will help you make communications simple. Whether you need telephone service or high-speed internet for your home or business, ATC is ready to serve you. ATC Communications is a proud supporter of the Loomis Wolves. Give ATC a call at 888-565-5422 or online at atcjet.net for all your communication needs. ATC Communications, making communications simple.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth as Pleasanton gets ready to boot it away here to start the third quarter of play. As they boot it from north to south, it's a squib kick along the ground. Rolls inside the 20, picked up by Everson at the 18, 20, 25, and an open field tackle there by Eckout. Brings him down at the 27-yard line, and that's where the Wolves will start here in the third quarter. Again, just very, I don't want to say conservative. They've taken their cracks down the field a couple of times, but they do not have near the offensive firepower of Pleasanton tonight, of course, with their starting quarterback, Clark, out for disciplinary reasons. And you've got Young in there to quarterback them, so a couple starters out tonight that could definitely help Loomis. But Young's been holding his own. He is crushed as he pitches it on the option, but Auden Crandall got it, heads up the field, 30, 35, and he's pushed out of bounds just short of midfield. Should be enough for a Loomis first down, a gain of 12 for Auden Crandall, 65 yards for him now here in the football game. And boy, Young, they list him at 140, and that must be with the pads and everything. But he took a shot and up and ready to go again. He has hung in there, shown some good poise so far in this football game. Now it looks like they'll go Wildcat with Auden Crandall. They didn't show this at all in the first half. Crandall will keep it himself. And fighting off one blocker is going to be Lammers. And he kind of gives him a shoestring tackle. Auden Crandall dives forward for about a yard. Get him to midfield and call it second down and 9. Nice job there by Eckout to fight off the block. Loomis trying to get into Pleasanton territory for the second time tonight. They are just the nose of the football, short of midfield, out of the I formation. And, yeah, there's motion. The right guard took off early that time. That's going to be a 5-yard penalty on Loomis, their fourth of the ball game. But the other three have all been holding, 2 on the offensive side, 1 on the defensive side. And it'll bring up second down and 14, move the ball back to the Loomis 34-yard line. 22-0, Pleasanton on top as we are underway in the third quarter here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Podcast up right after the game. Download it, listen to it for free. Hand off Auden Crandall, left side, lowers his shoulder, runs over a man. That is Eckout, who hangs on, brings him down around the knees, and got back to the first down markers, so he wipes out the penalty yardage. It'll be third down, and we'll call it 11. They're going to officially call it, so a gain of 3 for Auden Crandall. But it makes it third and long, and Pleasanton really doesn't worry much about respecting the deep pass, although Loomis will spread it out. You've got Thompson and Abramson out to the right. And out of the shotgun, back to pass. Blitz. Oh, it's an incomplete pass, or did he pick it up? It is picked off the shoestrings. That's going to be Ryan Bush up the middle of the field. 30, 20, 10. Auden Crandall can't bring him down. Pick 6. It was a middle screen set up beautifully, but it was just thrown a little high. And I'd love to see that one on replay, but you don't have it here. We'll call it a 42-yard interception return by Ryan Bush. Just picked it up off his shoe tops, and then had the field in front of him to negotiate, did it well, and has the touchdown. Ryan Bush. Now we line up for the two-point conversion. So, again, turnovers negating good drives here by Loomis. They'll hand it off to Lammers, right side, and he didn't get in. They're going to say that he's brought down just short, and Ludicky makes the tackle. So the conversions aren't working too well, but Pleasanton continues to tack on points. With 10:24 to go in the third quarter, Bulldogs 28 and the Loomis Wolves nothing. We'll be right back.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Well, man, Caleb Riesland said no doubt about it, interception. He got it above the shoe tops, and he's filming the game. So he would never fib to me. There's no, you know, the filmers end up being some of the best football players. The Schnitzler boys at Kennesaw always had me under control. And so we see the 28-0 lead for Pleasanton. They're ready to boot it away. Bush, squib kicks again, picked up at the 18-yard line by Auden Crandall. Heads to the right, 25, leaps over a man to the 30, and that's where he'll be brought down. First down and 10. Interesting strategy by Pleasanton. They've kicked a couple deep, kicked a couple squibbers like that, and it's first down and 10. So Loomis is finding a way to move the ball a little bit at a time, but they're not having a lot of love here with some turnovers. And again, they'll start here at the 30-yard line. First down and 10. Get out of that pistol with an offset eye. Leave it out there on the fullback dive is what you'll have to call that. Auden Crandall didn't get back to the line of scrimmage. That was a play that didn't work and we hadn't seen and maybe won't see again. A loss of one there for Jack. Workhorse tonight, that is his 15th carry. I thought if they had enough offensive snaps tonight that he could get 30 rushing attempts this evening. He's halfway there with 10 minutes to go in the third quarter of play. 28-0 your score, Pleasanton. But three turnovers for Loomis have been very, very costly, and that one was a pick six. Now out of the I formation, Young back to pass, looks deep, now has some pressure, tucks it up, runs, doesn't have any blockers, gets to the first down marker and was tackled right at the out-of-bounds marker by Keaton Reese. And good scrambling. Young has the ability to get out of the pocket. And again, he might be a little gun-shy after a couple of picks when he's looked downfield. He's going to get credit for 2 yards on the play, and it'll be third down and 9 at their own 31-yard line. 28-0 Pleasanton. Loomis undefeated, but banged up tonight. Again, the empty backfield stacked the receivers both right and left. Young takes the snap, back to pass, looks right, fires left. That ball is complete into the hands of Jackson Allen, but he's hit right as he makes the catch. Short gain of about 3 on the play. And in on the tackle is Caleb Eckel. Reese was there as well, and it'll bring up 4th down, and we'll call it 6 officially. A gain of 4 on the play for Young, and that is his first completion since the first quarter. And back in punt formation will be Levi Asp. And back to return at this time will be Colton Lammers. He gets way back there. And Asp, a knuckleball kick, trying to get some bounce, does. It's picked up at the 9-yard line, the 8-yard line, down the right sideline, 10, 15. It takes 3 Wolves to bring him down at the 25-yard line. So a punt that time from the 34 down to the 8. That's 38 yards on the punt. The 5th one of the ball game for Loomis. Return from the 8 to the 26, an 18-yard return. And that's where Hunter Pates and the Pleasanton Bulldogs will take over first and 10, leading in the ball game 28-0. Halftime, Kearney leads Papillion-La Vista 21-3 in Class A. We'll get some more scores from the Valentino scoreboard in a moment. Right now, the snap goes through Pates' hands, and he just turns and falls on it back at about the 17-yard line. And loss of 8, maybe 9, depending on where they officially mark this down. And that's going to be all a 9. So a team loss of 9 on the play. Very few negative plays so far today for Pleasanton. And when they have something that doesn't go forward, they usually make up for it with a big play. They'll empty the backfield again with 4 wideouts. Pates on 2nd and long. Swing pass down the line of scrimmage. It goes through the hands of Blake Eckout and incomplete. So it'll bring up 3rd down and 19. That was just supposed to be a quick hitter. Class B, 4th quarter. Lexington still trails Alliance 18-17. Final, Northwest 62-0 over Gehring. 3rd quarter, Sydney 12, McCook 10. Halftime, Aurora 19, Hastings 7. Scottsbluff 21, Adams Central 6. 28-0 Pleasanton, 8:16 to go, 3rd quarter, 3rd and 19 Pleasanton. Back to pass, Pates has all day, fires it short into the hands of Lammers, caught at the 22, breaks a tackle, going to be well short of the first down as he's brought down by Ludicky, but gets a good chunk of yard up to about the 30-yard line. And so from 3rd and 19, it'll be 4th down and 6. We'll call it a 13-yard completion that time, and it should be the 2nd punt of the ball game here for Pleasanton, but they're not lining up like it. This is a surprise. 4th down and 6. as they're going to go for it in their own 30 and back to pass Pates, looking to go for it all deep down the sideline and not able to locate it is Cale Miller. And again, Loomis has started to learn that play. Levi Asp on the coverage. And with a 28-point lead, I guess Coach Westland and Hatch and the crew decided, let's see what our defense can do. They've been playing good, but that was a big gamble there on fourth and long in your own territory. So Loomis gets their best starting field position of the night at the Pleasanton 31-yard line. With 7:32 to go in the third quarter, 28-0, Bulldogs on top. And the quarterback, Anthony Young, will send Abramson in motion. Fake the handoff. No, Abramson will take it around the right end. Step over a man, 30, 25, and down to about the 23-yard line. I think Pleasanton was trying to call a timeout, but couldn't get it called before the snap of the football. I heard somebody yelling down there. A gain of 8 on the play, and that's the first carry of the ball game for Abramson. And we may see him used a little bit more here now. Second down and 2. Ball at the 23-yard line. Loomis has been in this territory a couple of times, but has never been inside the 15. Trying to change that here. Abramson in motion again. Read option. Young keeps it. Has to do it himself and should have just enough for the first down as he's gang tackled at the 21-yard line. Caleb Eckel down low with Keaton Reese and then Michael Winberg to finish things off as they eye the football here, and let's see what they're going to say. Maybe bring in the chains. In fact, they even picked the football up and moved it, and they are going to bring in the chains right here and see if Anthony Young got the first down. The chain gang bringing out the chains, just like Kearney Towing and Repair would do if you were stranded on the side of the road. No matter where, they'll get you home. Kearney Towing and Repair. And they stretch the chains in. Looks like he is a lot shorter than I would have thought from where they originally marked the football. So about a half a yard to go here. But it is third down, not fourth this time. Third and a half yard here for Loomis at the 21-yard line of Pleasanton, trailing 28-0 with 6:45 to go here in the third quarter. Deep man is Otting Crandall about 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Out of the pistol, Young, and Loomis is lucky they didn't get flagged. Otting Crandall over the right side gets the first down. Abramson looked like he took off early. But a first down run there by Auden Crandall. Got inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. Gain of 3. I've got him for 71 yards so far here in the ball game. Colton Lammers leading all rushers, had 118 in the first half and still does. First down and 10. Loomis at the 18-yard line of the Bulldogs. Splitting out to the left on the hash is Jesse Thompson. He's your only wide out here. Young, option that way. Pitches it to Otting Crandall. Looks for a block. Doesn't really get one. Lowers a shoulder. Gets to the 15 and falls forward to the 14. Ryan Bush in on the tackle. 4 hard yards for Otting Crandall. And it'll be second down and 6 for the first time. Loomis is inside the 15-yard line. That's your 8-man red zone on the 80-yard field. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, Loomis, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, producer-engineer Caleb Henry with you from Pleasanton. Out of the shotgun again, Young with both of his backs flanking him. They run a counter option right side, fakes the pitch, beautiful spin move inside the 10-yard line, and another first down for Loomis. Great run by the sophomore quarterback, Anthony Young, because Pleasanton had 3 red jerseys out there, and he was able to make them bite on the pitch and then slide that slender body through there and take it in for a first down. That is going to go all the way down, they'll officially say, to the 7, maybe the 8-yard line. We'll call it the 7, a gain of 7 for Young. First and goal, Loomis looking for their first points of the ball game. Young on the stretch play, Abramson from right to left trying to get to the outside, but he's tackled at the line of scrimmage by Colton Lammers. He was following his blockers, but just couldn't get to the edge. And it's going to be a minimal gain, if at all. We'll say maybe a half a yard and still call it second and goal at the 7. 28-0 Pleasanton, just under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Levi Asp will bring in the play. Otting Crandall, your workhorse You'd love to have the confidence to throw the ball here because you know Pleasanton really isn't expecting that, and they will split out Seth Beisner to the right side. And they do hand it off on the read option to Asp. He was in motion from left to right, gets inside the five to about the three. It's going to be a gain of four on the play. Third and goal at the three. Levi Asp carrying for the first time tonight for Loomis. We've called his name a lot more on the defensive side of the ball. As quarterback Young hustles over to get the play, there is just eight other men suited up tonight for Loomis. Only 16 varsity players suited tonight. A lot more over here. What did we count? 28 for Pleasanton, I believe it was. And now Loomis with some confusion, and they're going to have to burn a timeout. Didn't have the right personnel out there for the play that they called. So with 3:58 to go here in the third quarter, it is third and goal Loomis at the Pleasanton 3, but Pleasanton leads at 28-0. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports action. More volleyball and football coming your way next week. Right now, let's take a look at the Valentino scoreboard in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic 14, Cozad 13. That's on ESPN, 14-60. The rest of these are at half. Boone Central Newman Grove 35-3 over Grand Island Central Catholic. Central City 19-13 over O'Neill. In C2, St. Cecilia 35-8 over Cambridge in the third quarter. St. Pat's 31-7 over Ravenna in the third quarter. Third and goal. Auden Crandall will run the Wildcat, and we are going to get a penalty flag before the snap of the ball here. And it looks like it might be offsides on Pleasanton, and maybe that'll make it a little easier here. That's about a yard and a half penalty on the Bulldogs. We'll mark it down as the old one-yard penalty. The ball will be placed at the one. So it's third and goal, Loomis at the Pleasanton 1. Young's in there, but Auden Crandall is the one lined up to take the snap in the pistol formation. Jack calls the cadence, sends Young in motion to the left side. Now Auden Crandall right up the middle, and Jack is into the end zone for the Wolves. Touchdown. And Loomis is on the board with a one-yard touchdown run by Jack Auden Crandall with 3:55 to go here in the third quarter of play. So Pleasanton went for it, fourth down at their own 31, and it ends up costing him here on the short field. Loomis gets it in, a team that had been averaging 40 points, exactly 40 points their first two games, but as we've mentioned numerous times, they're without a couple of starters, including their quarterback tonight. So a lot different look. They'll line up to go for two. Auden Crandall will again be in the Wildcat. Young split out wide to the left. Now he's in motion from left to right, stops in the slot, and a penalty flag. Auden Crandall will take it and get in for the two-point conversion, but I'm going to guess that we had a legal shift because I think Young was waiting for the ball to get snapped and he couldn't wait any longer. He took off forward, and so they're going to have to go with a 7-yard extra point attempt here. And when you're going for two, that's hard to convert without throwing the ball. So we'll replay the conversion, moving it back to the 7-yard line. 28-6 Pleasanton. Loomis going for two here. If their offense was moving a little bit better, you'd say that there is enough time to get back in the game. Pleasanton, I'm going to guess, probably going to start to grind it out a little bit more here. In the third quarter, they went to the air a little bit. They've been trying and maybe working on some things they haven't been able to do the first 2 weeks. Now we line up for the two-point conversion. Young and Abramson. Young will take the snap, back to pass, throws it over the middle to Jack. Auden Crandall made the catch, makes a nice move, and got in there for the two-point conversion. Caught it at about the four and then had to do the dance to get in. So the touchdown and the two-point conversion for Auden Crandall. And with 3:55 to go in the third quarter, Pleasanton 28, Loomis 8 on Classic Hits.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And it will be the Loomis Wolves to boot it away. It's a squib kick, and it's going to be covered there by Pleasanton. And Lander Smith picks it up at about his 28-yard line, and he will advance it up to about the 33. So good field position. And it looks like Brendan Axman's night is done here for Pleasanton. We talked about that just before half. It looked like they might have been working on his leg, his hamstring.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payment, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln, Burke.
Little internet gremlin sneaking in there. Apologize for that, but two nice runs by Colton Lammers. A 19-yard run followed up by an 8-yard run has moved the ball down to the Loomis 32-yard line. And the quarterback, Pates, under center, going to give it to Lammers again. And, ooh, he got his leg rolled up on as he was a Loomis man shoved into his legs when he went by him. And he's going to be right short of that first down marker, a gain of one for Lammers. And no surprise here. Coach Ricky Westland without Axman in there where they can use two different quarterbacks and all that motion has now said, let's give it to Lammers. It's 28-8. Let's pound it out. Let's get into that end zone one more time. Third and one, Pleasanton at the Loomis 19-yard line. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Now out of the pistol. Pates, Lammers, hands off, spins, has the first down, fights for extra yardage, tough yardage, down to the 17-yard line, dragging three or four Loomis Wolves with him. And there's Ludicky again off the bottom of the pile. We'll say it's a gain of four that time for Lammers, and unofficially that's 150 yards for the Colton Lammers tonight. The 165-pound senior stays in the backfield, flanking Pates in the pistol to his left, and the snap goes through Pates' hands, but he's got time to pick it up as it bounced up to him. Wants to just throw it away, but now he's dancing around. What a block by Lammers, throwing to the end zone. It's underthrown. Eckhout comes and catches it, breaks the tackle, touchdown. It's going to go in the books as a 17-yard touchdown pass, but he was back at the 36 when he actually threw it. And what a block that Colton Lammers laid on Alan Schultz back here, who was in pursuit. Out of that pistol, the snap slipped right through his hands, took about three bounces. He gathered it up. There was no rush. He danced around. The only man that was putting a rush on him got cleaned out of the play. And by then, it's one-on-one. Eckhout came back for the underthrown ball and took it in. Now the two-point conversion. Pates with Lammers to his left. Long count this time. Here comes some pressure. Pates wants to throw over the middle, and it is caught for the two-point conversion by Ryan Bush. So with 1:58 to go here in the third quarter, the teams exchange quick touchdowns. It's Pleasanton 36 and Loomis 8.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Well, it was the most exciting play of the football game as the freshman Hunter Pates did not panic. And I'll tell you what, I directly point-blank asked Ricky Westland on our pregame show about the confidence to start a freshman quarterback. And he said he's got the confidence, and he's shown why this kid is going to be something as he matures over his 4 years here at Pleasanton. And again, a line drive kick. This is going to head out of bounds, though, at about the 17-yard line. And we'll see if Loomis just takes the ball or if they want him to kick it off again, because Ryan Bush has shown the ability to kick it into the end zone. So after Loomis finally gets on the board, Pleasanton marches it right down the field on four Colton Lammers runs, and then Pates throws the 17-yard touchdown. Just under 2 minutes to go here, and it looks like they will make him kick it again. While they line up, let's give you some more scores here. St. Cecilia now with a big third quarter, 21 points in the quarter, 42-8 over Cambridge. St. Pat's 38-7 over Ravenna. Gibbon in the fourth leads Bridgeport 34-6. Sutton 56-0 over Shelby in the third quarter. Ainsworth 8, Arcadia Loup City 6 at the half. Hershey 28, Wood River 7 in the third. Fillmore Central over Sandy Creek 42-7 in the third. And again, another squib kick here. It's headed almost out of bounds, but Abramson has to pick it up at the 22. Left hash heads towards the middle of the field, and it's going to be brought down by the kicker, Ryan Bush, after a short return out to the 27-yard line. So the re-kick garnered him about 2.5-3 yards, and Loomis will have it first down and 10. We'll officially say the 28-yard line here of Loomis. 1:52 to go. Don't forget, after the football game tonight, the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. Tyson Avronic, Merritt Lawson back at the studios bringing you all of the action and recaps and scores from around the area and state. Again, out of the Wildcat, Jack Otting Crandall will keep it himself, head straight up the field and get maybe a yard on the play. Sent Young in motion on that read and decided not to give it to him, and Jack's going to get about a half a yard. Second down and 9 yard to go up to the 29-yard line of the Wolves. And checking into the ball game, here comes Junior Swearingen. Play a little defense here at home. Coach Westland, Coach Hatch trying to get a variety of youngsters into the ball game. Southern Valley has a 6-0 lead over Bayard. That was right before half, though, so that should be a little farther along. Now they'll empty the backfield for Young and another penalty flag. And Jack Otting Crandall looks at the referee and goes, huh? And the referee says, yeah. I don't know if he says it was you or what the penalty was, but it is an illegal procedure penalty. That is the fifth penalty tonight on Loomis. Hasn't been too bad. 5 on Loomis, 4 on Pleasanton. Nothing real major in the ball game. Couple holds, couple motions, offside. And that'll move the ball back inside the 25 at the 24, bring up second down and 15. Abramson and Asp will be out to the right. They'll put Beisner here to the left. They haven't went to him yet. That's where Young's looking. Now has time to throw. Looking deep over the middle for Beisner. It's picked off. And it's picked off by Eckout. Beisner brings him down at the 37-yard line. The fourth turnover of the night third pick, but boy, in the air, it looked good, but well defended by Blake Eckhout. That's the senior knowing what to do with the football. Beisner had to have his eyes light up. They were finally getting him the football, but instead intercepted, returned to the Pleasanton 38. Eckhout picking up the slack there. And Pleasanton back on the move, leading it by 28, under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Inside handoff to Lammers. Lammers makes the first man miss, gets to midfield, still grinding those legs, 35, down to the 32. Ludke holds on, gets him down at the 31-yard line, a gain of 11 for Colton Lammers, and move the chains again here for Pleasanton. As we are approaching the end of the third quarter, under a minute to go, we've seen three touchdowns in the quarter so far. Started with the 42-yard interception return by Ryan Bush. Then Jack Otting Crandall took it in from one, and then Pates hangs up with the Eckhout for a 17-yarder. Here's another handoff to Lammers off the right side, and there's Ludke again to make the tackle inside the 30 at the 27. Three more on the play. And if they want it to be, that'll be the final play of the third quarter. 20 seconds and counting as they've just blown the play ready to go. And it looks like Coach Westland says, let's just hang out here and wait for the fourth quarter. So we'll do it along with them. After three quarters of play here in Pleasanton, the 1-1 Bulldogs lead the 2-0 Loomis Wolves 36-8. We're here in the Nebraska Land National broadcast booth, and we'll be back with more fourth quarter action after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Again, a big thank you to Athletic Director Ricky Westland and all the fine folks here in Pleasanton, as always, our fine sponsors. Producer Engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda with you here at Pleasanton. Into the fourth quarter, your score, Pleasanton 36 and Loomis 8. And as we start the fourth quarter, it will be Bulldog football. And they have got it second down at about 7 yards to go. Spotted at the 27-yard line of Loomis on the march again. Pates takes it, hands it to Lammers up the middle. He's got room. Bus off the left side, 25-20. Hit from behind, the ball's fumbled and covered by Loomis. Loomis will get their first turnover of the night at the 11-yard line. Levi Asp, he did get the interception on the final play of the second quarter, so that is the second turnover. But the first time that we've seen the ball fumbled away, that was a great run until it was poked away. 27 all the way down to 11-yard line, 16 yards on the carry. But a fumble lost, and Asp with his second turnover of the night for Loomis. Mark it at the 11. Young wants to run option, pitches it out to Otting Crandall on the left side, and it's well covered. They faked the belly dive to the right, took off on the reverse pivot to the left side, and well covered. Pleasanton all over the place. They're going to lose a yard on the play. Second down and 11 back at the 10-yard line. So Loomis able to avoid what could have been the running clock had Pleasanton scored and made the conversion. Instead, they've got the football at their own 10. Four turnovers tonight for Loomis, two now for Pleasanton. Empty backfield for Young. He's got trips to the left. He's got Beisner to the right. Looks left all the way, has time, throws over the middle. Two Wolves were there. Otting Crandall made the catch right in front of Beisner and will come down at the 20-yard line and didn't get the first down. I'm not sure he knew exactly where he was. And lucky for Loomis that the two guys didn't run into each other. It's going to be a gain of 10 and bring up third down and one. Second completion of the half there for the sophomore Anthony Young. At their own 20, Loomis needs to keep their offense out there for a little while. Third down and one out of the I formation. Everybody's sneaking up. They'll go to Otting Crandall, stretch him to the left side. Has room and up the middle of the field. Nobody there. They tried too hard to stop him behind the line of scrimmage. 30, 20, all the way home. Jack Otting Crandall, his second touchdown of the ball game. Chalk it up for 60. When you sneak in a little too far, if you don't make that first tackle, there's no linebacker left. There's no safety left. And once he got through that line of scrimmage, 5 yards up the field, he was already by the eight defenders for Pleasanton, 36-14. So earlier, we saw a interception turn into a quick Pleasanton touchdown. Here we see a fumble turn into a quick Loomis touchdown. And they will line up to go for two. And Young will roll to his left, run all the way, gets in there for the two-point conversion, and Loomis is 2 for 2 on their conversions. 10:25 to go in the ball game. It's Pleasanton 36, Loomis 16. You're listening to Friday Night Football from the Nebraska-Land National Bank broadcast booth here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Well, it was 22-0 at the half. Each team has put up a couple of touchdowns here in the second half, and Loomis ready to boot it away. Seth Beisner, couple of steps, line drive kick. Lammers will take it at his own 8, left hash, 10, 15, off a block, runs into Thompson. Thompson will stand him up, and Beisner will finish him off across the 20 at the 22-yard line, and that's where Pleasanton will take over first down and 10. Need to get to some more scores here for you. Let's again work our way this time from the bottom up in D2. Giltner wearing down Overton, just like Kennesaw did. They've got the running clock 62-8 in the third quarter. It's a great one between Elwood and Anselmo Myrna. Last check, 36-30. Elwood, Lawrence Nelson, a big second quarter, leading Heartland Lutheran at the half, 44-22 in Class D2 action. First down and 10. Hand off Lammers, Pleasanton, left hash, makes a man miss, gets into the secondary, 30, 35, 40, lowers the shoulder into Loomis territory. He'll be brought down at the 36-yard line. 22 more yards for Colton Lammers, and unofficially, that'll put him over the 200-yard rushing tonight. I've got him for 202 yards. 8 carries for about 84 yards here in the second half. 21 carries, 202 unofficially. For Colton Lammers, and again, they're in Loomis territory at the 36. And they'll hand it to him again. And he didn't have as much bounce that time. He's hit right away in the backfield by Joey Gardner as Loomis trying to rotate some fresh faces in there. Lammers, no gain. In fact, lost yardage on the play. We're going to call it second down and 11 back at the 38-yard line. At the end of the ball game, we'll wrap it all up with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. John Ullman and the New West staff on hand here tonight. Lammers, again, hit in the backfield, a slow-developing play, and he may have got back to the line of scrimmage. First man of the backfield was Mason Peterson for Loomis, and then a host of folks, including Schultz and Abramson, were in on the tackle. No gain on the play for Lammers. And right now, I think Pleasanton is content to keep the ball on the ground, run the clock. Again, Brendan Axman has not played here in the second half after injury. Out of the shotgun, back to pass on third and 11. Pates wants to go deep again, looking for Lammers and overshot him. Again, good coverage. A lot of deep crossing routes here to the sideline is what they like to run. Jesse Thompson on the coverage, and the pass is incomplete. And that'll bring it fourth down here for the Bulldogs. They went for it at their own 31 earlier. Here it's fourth at about 12. They are in Loomis territory at the 38-yard line. And they're going to send Eck out back into punting formation. Now, remember, Axman was the punter. They've only punted the one time tonight. Loomis will send back two men to the 10-yard line. Eck out takes the snap, gets the kick away. It's a beauty, and they're just going to watch it sail into the end zone. So a 38-yard punt. Both of them have been touchbacks here in the ball game. And Loomis will start at the 15-yard line. First down and 10, Wolves, with 8:45 to go in the game. It's Pleasanton 36 and Loomis 16. Other action to tell you about, Bruning Davenport Shickley leads High Plains. Third quarter, 36-22. Amherst all over Franklin tonight. Don't have an updated score on that one. If you've got one on that, Elm Creek, Axtell, Ansley, love to have it. Heartland at the half led Blue Hill 38-26. Blue Hill a tough schedule, but I don't think anybody expected them to be 0-3. Loomis first down and 10 out of the Wildcat, and it'll be Auden Cradle to keep it on an option pitch out here to Abramson. Gets to the 17, maybe the 18-yard line as they sent Young in motion. And for Kale, minimal yards, but move the football forward a couple. That'll be second down and 8. Again, we've repeated it numerous times, but if you haven't been with us all night, Loomis playing with a depleted lineup tonight. At least three players, two starters that went both ways out tonight, including their starting quarterback. So the youngsters are hanging in there with Pleasanton tonight. Low snap. Young just looks for it, finds it at his feet, and just falls on it back at the 13-yard line. So a loss of about 5 yards on the play. And it'll be third down and 13. Under 8 minutes to go. Hemingford, a winner at South Loup today by a score of 48-0. Hemingford, number one in the state of Nebraska. Fourth quarter, St. Cecilia 42-8 over Cambridge. St. Pat's 45-7 over Ravenna. Gibbon 34-6 over Bridgeport. All in the fourth quarter. Donovan Trumbull 30-7 over Centennial. Third and long, Young back to pass, pumps over the middle, set up the screen, complete to Auden Crandall. Nowhere to run, it's 1-on-4, and it'll be brought down at the 19-yard line. So they pick up 6 on the short pass play, and it'll be fourth down here and a punting situation for Loomis. This will be their fifth punt of the night. Progressively have been getting better as the night moves along. We'll officially call it fourth down at about 7 at the 19-yard line with 7 minutes to go here in the football game. Loomis huddling up here, though, like they would think about going for it. I know there's nothing to lose here, but you hate to just give it right over to Pleasanton, and they're going to line up to go for it. Four wideouts, Young in the pistol, fourth and 7. There's the snap, back to pass, looking left, now the throw comes out, and a great catch, Auden Crandall, first down. Right in between two Pleasanton defenders and gets it to him across the 25 out to the 27-yard line. That's a gain of 8. Tell you, we've seen some really poised football by the two quarterbacks here, a freshman and a sophomore. And if they can continue to progress as we've seen them in this young portion of the game and season, going to have a couple of good ones. They have not got flustered back there. A couple bad snaps. They've handled it. They've stood in the pocket. They've run when they needed to. First and 10, Loomis back to the I formation. Auden Crandall off left side just piles himself in there and gets out to about the 30-yard line. Short gain on the play. Approaching 6 minutes to go, 36-16, Pleasanton. And a gain of 3 on the play for Auden Crandall. He's got 79 hard yards tonight on about 21 carries. And the ball spotted right in the middle of the football field at the Loomis 30. This game has seen a little bit of everything. Big plays on offense, a defensive touchdown from Ryan Bush, 42-yard pick six. Second and seven at their own 30. Here comes some Pleasanton pressure. Young in trouble. Now scrambles out of that pressure. Wants to throw it as far as he can. This is going to be a jump ball, and it's going to be picked off. Picked off by Caleb Eckel. Thompson for Loomis just couldn't find where it was, and it's intercepted down at the 14-yard line. The fifth turnover, fourth interception tonight for the Loomis Wolves. But, again, that's almost as good as a punt had it been third down, but it will end up being a interception for Caleb Eckel, and it's been a variety of different people stepping up and making the plays in the secondary for Pleasanton. They'll mark the ball at the Pleasanton 14-yard line with 5:32 to go in the contest, and to score 36-16 in favor of the Bulldogs. And they'll give it to Lammers off the right side, just trying to work his way down the line, still grinding, working, and just getting back to the line of scrimmage, hanging on, was Joey Gardner. Also some help in there from Alan Schultz. Again, only 16 kids suited up tonight for Loomis. You look over to the sideline, and they blend in with the crowd. It's hard to tell that they're even over there. No gain on the play for Lammers. Don't forget to join Tyson Hevronic tomorrow morning on 12:30 a.m. KHAS for the Ampride Open House on Sports. 10 o'clock every Saturday morning on 12:30 KHAS. Quick option pitch out here to Lammers left side. Makes the first man miss and then is brought down from behind as he crosses the 20 to the 21 by Hunter Bonjoff. That's going to be a gain of 7 on the play for Lammers. Bring up third down and short. We'll call it 3. 4.5 to go in the ball game. Pleasanton 36 and Loomis 16. It was 22-0 at the half. Pleasanton has really never been threatened in the football game, as they have moved the ball up and down the field, but they've also taken advantage of the young quarterback. 4 picks tonight, 5 total turnovers. Loomis looks like they want to bring pressure. All 8 coming up on the line of scrimmage. They'll hand it to Lammers, and he stood up and brought down. Gardner is there again, just hangs on and waits for the help from the rest of the green and white. He's going to be short of the first down, a gain of 1. We'll call it 4th down and 2, about a yard and a half in all actuality here. And it looks like Pleasanton is going to run as much clock as they can, and then Coach Ricky Westland will call a timeout. So timeout on the field brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 3:35 to go in the game. Pleasanton 36, Loomis 16 here on Classic Hits.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Let's check some scores from around the area. One big story tonight is Superior maybe breaking one of the longest losing streaks in Nebraska, 28-13 lead at Thayer Central. See if they can finish it up. 4th and 2, Pleasanton at their own 23. They're going to line up to go for it. Pates under center, and he dropped the ball. He dropped the ball coming out from under center, and it'll be a turnover on downs to Loomis. That's the third time that they've stopped them on downs. I think maybe the fourth time they've stopped them on downs. And Loomis will have a short field and an opportunity to score again here. 3:33 remains, Pleasanton 36 and Loomis 16. Let's take a look at what's going on at Foster Field in Kearney tonight. The Bearcats 35-3 over Papillion-La Vista. Grand Island 42-19 over Columbus. Aurora 26-7 over Hastings. First down and 10 for Loomis. Otting Crandall will take the snap out of the Wildcat. Young in motion from left to right. And it'll be a run to the right side, Otting Crandall. And as soon as he gets to the 20, he's met there by Ryan Bush and brought down after a 2-yard gain. Of course, after that 60-yard touchdown run, he's able to get well over 100, 141 unofficially now for Otting Crandall. Some other scores. It is McCook 20, Sidney 19 in the fourth quarter. All extra points there. Fourth quarter, Lincoln Pius the 10th leads York 14-10. Crete over Waverly 14-0. Scottsbluff over Adams Central 30-6. Holdridge beat Milford Dorchester tonight 27-6. Back to pass, Young. Little blitz coming on. He's got to tuck it up and run. Makes a nice move. 20-15. He's hit there by Eckout at the 14-yard line and brought down. I'll tell you what, great job. He's got the starters bearing down on him there. Lander Smith and Colton Lammers were coming after him. And instead of a 5-yard loss, it turns into about an 8-yard gain. Third down and 2 for the Loomis Wolves. 2:20 and counting. Ball spotted at the 14 of Pleasanton. Out of the I formation this time, Young to Otting Crandall, just trying to pick a hole off the right side. He's going to be close to the first down at the 12, and he is brought down in there again by Keaton Reese, who's had a nice game defensively, and it's going to be enough for the first down. First down for Jack Otting Crandall. The first downs are actually going to start evening out because of bigger plays here for Pleasanton. Crandall and Northwest blitz Gehring tonight, 62-0. Lexington rallies to beat Alliance, 20-18 in Class B. Looks like Cozad is going to suffer their first loss in 2 years. Kearney Catholic 27, Cozad 13. Cozad has been shut out in the second half. First and 10 here. Young wants to roll out and pass under pressure again. Now makes the throw, but it's in and out of the hands of Beisner at the 3. That was right there, too, and Beisner knew it. He got up, slaps his hands. I think he was just about ready to give up and start blocking because of the scrambling there by Young. When we're done, the postgame show will be brought to you here on Classic Hits by New West Orthopedics. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery will give you the final stats and an overall scoring wrap-up brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. And then back to the studios for the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. Second out of 10. At about the 12, and they'll hand it off. Otting Crandall gets to the 10 for a couple more. Loomis does have a couple of timeouts if they need to use them, but down to 140. Both teams will be 2-1 here momentarily. And it'll be interesting to see the development of the kids that got to play tonight in the absence of the kids that didn't get to play tonight for Loomis. Trouble here for Pleasanton trying to sub in late. Weston Dixon gets in there. They're ready to go. Back to pass Young looking for the post and miscommunication. Crandall went in. The pass goes out, and it is incomplete. 3 for 6 here in the fourth quarter for Young for 24 yards. Has the pick, and now the down marker swings over to fourth. Fourth and 8 at the Pleasanton 10, and now all kinds of new faces coming in here. Bronson Gibbons, a freshman, is in. Brandon Klein is in. Travis Tolles is in. Caleb Echtel looking for the defensive call from the sidelines. Levi Asp will split out wide to the left here for Loomis. Now changes directions to the right. Out of the Wildcat formation, fourth down and 8. Otting Crandall just tucks it up, wants to run, gets inside the 5, and he is going to be brought down short. The tackle is made at the 4-yard line and off the bottom of the pile there for the Pleasanton Bulldogs is number 46, Bronson Gibbons. So Otting Crandall got 6, but he needed 8. And now backups in there galore for Pleasanton is all they have to do is run out the final minute 8 here tonight. A couple of other scores. Ogallala leads Gothenburg at the half 14-7. Boone Central takes care of Grand Island Central Catholic. Fourth quarter score 49-10. Lakeview looking for their first win after battling Kearney Catholic tough. They're up 20-16. Wayne in the fourth. At the 4-yard line, first and 10. Pitch play to the right side. The new quarterback is going to be Travis Toles, and the carry by Brandon Klein as he is shoved down around the right end. And officially we'll say 6 yards for Brandon Klein. He was shoved out of bounds, so it stops the clock with 1:02 to go in our football game. Second down and 4. And they're going to hand it off inside. Nothing doing. Stop behind the line of scrimmage. Looks like the carry was... not sure. Nash Meyer, number 92, had a way. 92. Get him in there. Nash didn't have a chance to go anywhere, though. Lost a couple of yards. And now a timeout will be called here by Pleasanton to get the personnel right. They may have had too many guys are wanting to get some new guys out there, and that's indeed the case. 39 seconds to go. It is 36-16, Pleasanton at home leading Loomis. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Always nice to be able to get everybody in there for a few snaps or whatever the sport may be. Get them in there for a little bit, and that's what we've got here. A third down and about 6 yards to go for Pleasanton. They are at their own 10-yard line with 39 seconds to go. This ball game well in hand, 36-16. Dalton Leffelholtz into the ball game as well. He'll split out wide left. The quarterback is the freshman, Travis Toles. So a couple of freshmen quarterbacking this Pleasanton team. Toles going to pitch it out there to the right side, looking to get to the corner. 15, 20, 30. It's a one-on-one race. 40, and drug down from behind by Levi Asp is going to be the running back Brandon Klein again, his second carry, and he almost got loose for a highlight reel moment. He'll take it all the way from his own 10, and they'll drag him down at the 32-yard line of Loomis, a 38-yard run by the junior Brandon Klein. And this will be the final play of the ball game. 10 seconds as they come up under center. Toles will take it out of the I formation. Turn, hand it to Klein off the right side. He wants more. He's going to get to the 25, to the 24-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 8, and that is going to be the end of the football game. Pleasanton jumped out 10-0 after 1, 22-0 at half. A little more evenly played offensive football game in the second half, but Pleasanton was in control tonight from start to finish. And the final score, the Pleasanton Bulldogs 36 and the Loomis Wolves 16. When we come back, we've got the postgame show brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We'll also have some score updates and all the stats, some scores, as we said, and get you ready for the weekend. Thanks for all your sponsorship, and we're back with all the numbers after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, Loomis.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
And welcome back to Pleasanton. Another Friday night of football is in the books. And this is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back at it. Schedule your appointment today. The final score, Pleasanton 36, Loomis 16. Both teams are now 2-1 on the season. Pleasanton will have one of their toughest, if not the toughest, challenge of the season next week when they go to Anselmo Myrna. They're home again on the 10th of October against a very improved Sandhill-Stedford team. For Loomis, after back-to-back games on the road, they haven't been home in nearly a month. They're going to have a tough one next week with Elwood, who's in that battle of unbeatens with Anselmo Myrna tonight. And let's take a look at the scoreboard and see how recent some of our scores are right now. And don't forget everything coming up on the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. We do not have an update on Elwood and Anselmo Myrna since halftime. It was a high-scoring 36-30 affair. If you do have a score update for us, I'll throw out some that we need updates on. Please call us or text us at 308-646-0506. If you've hopped in your car or truck and heading home and I say we need the score, we'd love to get it from you and pass it along an hour earlier than they get called in to the folks around the state here. So in D2, we could use the scores of Harvard Red Cloud, Alma Hitchcock County, and an update on the Elwood and on the Heartland Lutheran games tonight. We do have Exeter Milligan beating Johnson Brock. Giltner took care of Overton tonight by a score of 68-16. In Class D1, finals, Elm Creek over Sutherland, 34-22. Fullerton over McCool Junction, 64-6. Hemingford blanks South Loop, 48-0. In the fourth quarter, here's the update. Red Cloud 24, Harvard 22. Red Cloud trying to pick up another win here tonight. We need a halftime, need an update on the Blue Hill game. Need a score on Axtell, Ansley, Litchfield if you have it. Could also use an update on Arapahoe, Perkins County, which was 22-16 at the half. Amherst, Franklin, if you have an update on that, we'd love to hear from you. In C2, finals, Gibbon 34, Bridgeport 14, North Platte, St. Pat's 51, Ravenna 7 was the final score. St. Cecilia over Cambridge 42-8. In the fourth quarter, Donovan Trumbull leads Centennial 30-7. Sutton was all over Shelby in the second half, 56-0. Could use updates on the Arcadia Loop City game. Also in the fourth quarter, Superior looks like they're going to get their first win in over 3 years. They lead Thayer Central 28-13, Hershey 35-14 over Wood River. Fillmore Central was leading Sandy Creek 42-13. Moving up to C1, the defending state champions on the ropes. But just like last year, they trail by 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter to Kearney Catholic, and they've picked one up. Kearney Catholic 27, Cozad 20 on ESPN 1460. Boone Central 49-10 over Central Catholic. Central City 25-19 over O'Neill. Lakeview 20-16 over Wayne, all in the fourth quarter. And it was Shadron beating Broken Bow today by a score of 33-6. We could use an update on the Ord Minden, Ogallala Gothenburg, and St. Paul Centura scores, if you have those. Class B in the fourth quarter, Aurora over Hastings 32-7, Scotts Bluff over Adams Central 36-12. Final scores, Northwest over Garing 62-0, Lexington over Alliance 20-18, Holdridge over Milford Dorchester 27-6, and Pius beats York by a score of 14-10. And in Class A, Kearney blasting Papillion La Vista 45-3. In the fourth quarter, and Grand Island pulling away in the second half from Columbus 42-19 at last check. Final score here is Pleasanton 36, Loomis 16. We'll give you all the numbers right after this timeout on the New West postgame show.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton. Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
And welcome back to Pleasanton as we continue on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Here's the unofficial numbers I had tonight for the Loomis Wolves. I said 30 was the over-under on the number of carries for Jack Otting Crandall. He got to 26 tonight, had a couple of big runs, a 33-yarder in the first half, and then the 60-yard touchdown in the fourth quarter. 26 carries, 151 yards, and two touchdowns, both touchdowns tonight for Loomis from Otting Crandall. Cale Abramson, 3 carries, 10 yards. Levi Asp, 1 carry, 3 yards. Quarterback Anthony Young, 11 carries, 30 yards. They had a couple of fumbles on snaps for negative 13. So 43 rushing attempts, 181 yards on the ground for Loomis. Through the air, getting his first start. Young took his lumps tonight. He had poise, but when he threw it down the field deep, Pleasanton usually won the battle for the football. In the first half, he was 3 of 5 with a pick and 6 yards. In the second half, 4 of 10, 4 interceptions, and 28 yards. So in the game, 7 out of 15, 5 interceptions, 34 yards through the air, 181 yards on the ground. That's 215 total yards, 11 first downs for Loomis unofficially in the ball game. They punted the ball 4 times. The first one was blocked. Of the 4 that they did get away, they averaged about 32 yards per punt. Only 2 penalties in the second half. So for the game, 5 penalties for 35 yards for Loomis. 181 on the ground, 34 through the air, 215 total, 5 turnovers, 4 picks, and 1 fumble. And they had the 5 penalties in the ball game to fall to 2-1. We'll look at the final numbers for Pleasanton after this on the New West Postgame Show.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors. They can handle it all. USDA steaks are available, they can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. So next time you're looking for a processor, look no further than Pleasanton Meat. They can get your processing done in great time and all the cuts you want made to order the way you like it. Pleasanton Meat Processing says tear 'em up, Bulldog.
When the First State Bank of Loomis first opened their doors in 1886, Nebraska was young, vibrant, and bursting with possibilities. A lot has changed since then, but the First State Bank of Loomis is still moving Nebraska forward by tapping into our state's best natural resource, its people. While our founders could never have imagined our network of ATMs, mobile banking, or cybersecurity, they would be proud of the personal touch we still take with every account and with every loan. The First State Bank of Loomis, with branches in Alma and Bertrand, member FDIC.
And welcome back to the New West Postgame Show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you with our unofficial look at the numbers for Pleasanton. Colton Lammers, just like Otting Crandall, had 26 carries tonight, but he went for 209 yards in the ball game, and he was able to put up a 1 rushing touchdown. He had the first touchdown of the game tonight for Pleasanton. Then you had Brendan Axman, who only played in the first half, came out with a hamstring or maybe even up in the glute area, pull ice in that upper leg, up around the buttocks area in the third quarter, and didn't play. So in the first half, 7 carries, 34 yards, and a touchdown. You had the quarterback, Hunter Pates, 4 carries, negative 11 yards, got sacked a couple of times. Cale Miller, 1 carry, negative 2. Late there, you had Nash Meyer, 1 carry, negative 2, but Brandon Klein came in, had 3 carries for 52 yards in the football game. Unofficially, 43 rushing attempts for 271 yards on the ground tonight for Pleasanton through the air. Hunter Pates in the first half was 3 of 10 with an interception and a touchdown for 107 yards. In the second half, I had him putting it up 5 times. He didn't throw it at all much in the game in the fourth quarter, just 1 time. So I had him 2 of 5, 1 touchdown, no interceptions, and 30 yards. So for the ball game, the freshman Pates put it up 15 times. He completed 5 of those. He had 1 interception and 2 touchdown passes, 64 and 17 yards. 137 yards through the air. Add that to the 271 on the ground, and they go just over the 400-yard mark tonight. 408, 15 first downs, punted it twice for an average of 37. Only one penalty in the second half, four total for 16 yards. Had two turnovers. One was an interception on the final play before halftime at the goal line, so you can definitely live with that one. 271 on the ground, 137 through the air, 408 total, two punts for 37 yards, 15 first downs, two turnovers, and four penalties for 16 yards. That is your scoring update. Now your scoring recap brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered is wrapped up in one great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. The first score of the game came on a safety. Ironically, it's the fourth safety against Loomis in their first three games as Blake Eckout blocked the punt through the end zone to make it 2-0 with 6:02 to go. Then Colton Lammers had a 31-yard touchdown run with 1:36 to go to cap a 52-yard drive. Brandon Axman added the two-point run, made it 10-0. Then in the second quarter, Axman comes away with an interception that he returns to the Loomis 38. The 38-yard drive is capped off by Axman's 5-yard run. The two-point conversion, no good, 16-0 with 10:25 to go in the second quarter. Then Colton Lammers pops a ball loose, recovers a fumble at their own 16-yard line, which was the deepest penetration Loomis had in the first half. And on the very next play, Hunter Pates hits Brandon Axman on a beautiful go route. I mean, that was right on his outstretched fingertips. He hauled it in at about the 35-yard line and outran the defensive back for a 64-yard touchdown. The run was no good. 22-0, your score with 8:14 to go in the first half, and that was the end of the scoring. They tried Pleasanton to punch it in right before half, but Levi Asp picks it off at the 2-yard line. Then in the third quarter, Ryan Bush takes one from his shoe tops and returns at 42 yards for a pick six touchdown. The run was no good, 28-0 with 10:24 to go in the third quarter. Then a 31-yard drive is capped by Loomis's first touchdown. They went for it on fourth down. Pleasanton didn't convert. Jack Otting Crandall gets Loomis on the board with 3:55 to go. He also hauls in the two-point pass from Anthony Young to make it 28-8. Didn't take long for Pleasanton to answer on a 17-yard touchdown pass after the snap went through Pates' hands. He did a great scramble, hits Eckout, and Brendan takes it in from 17 yards out. Pates then throws it to Bush for the two-point conversion. 1:58 to go. It's 36-8. Eckout gets another interception at the Pleasanton 38-yard line. Can't do anything with it. As the first play in the fourth quarter, Levi Asp recovers a fumble on the Loomis 11-yard line. And a couple of plays later, Jack Otting Crandall runs it right up the middle on a short yardage situation for a 60-yard touchdown. Young is able to run it in for the two-point conversion. And that was the last score of the game. Pleasanton 36 and Loomis 16. Both teams now 2-1 on the season. And your scoring wrap-up brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up in one great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. And we'll be back in the Nebraska-Land National Bank broadcast booth to wrap things up after this timeout.
ATC Communications in Arapahoe is your one-stop technology source for Southwest Nebraska. The friendly staff at ATC will help you make communications simple. Whether you need telephone service or high-speed internet for your home or business, ATC is ready to serve you. ATC Communications is a proud supporter of the Loomis Wolves. Give ATC a call at 888-565-5422 or online at atcjet.net for all your communication needs. ATC Communications, making communications simple.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And the snap goes through Pates' hands, but he's got time to pick it up as it bounced up to him. Wants to just throw it away, but now he's dancing around. What a block by Lammers, throwing to the end zone. It's underthrown. Eckout comes and catches it, breaks the tackle, touchdown. That was the scrambling ability of the freshman quarterback Hunter Pates, and hitting Eckout for the 17-yard touchdown. And Blake takes it in to make it 36-8 to end the third quarter after the two-point conversion. Well, coming up next, the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. Merritt Lawson, along with Tyson Abronik, along with Caleb Henry, Jeff Babel, and all the fine folks back at the studios in Hastings and Kearney. Don't forget volleyball action next week. We'll get a chance to see a lot more of the Fort Kearney Conference teams and Trianglers. Got some good duels coming up that we've seen the last couple of weeks, and we'll see a couple more here before the end of the month. And, of course, Friday night football coming your way next week. The final score here tonight, Pleasanton puts up 408 yards to Loomis's 215. The Wolves playing undermanned, three starters out tonight, and they lose their first game of the year. It's Pleasanton 36 and Loomis 16. This has been the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West, here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us for Pleasanton, and stay tuned. The CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show is next.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.